Blog Talk Radio.
Tuned in, you're now tuned in, Air It Out Radio. You're now tuned in to Air It Out Radio. Got the internet popping, but you don't really hear me though. Where they play the hottest artists live in Philly though. And they live on the net, so you don't need a stereo. Tune in every Monday night from 10 to 1. Call them and give a shout out, tell them where you from. And the buzz craves, oh wait, I'm talking tongues. All these other spaces whack, it's no comparison. No need to change the dial because they got it on. Keep your head bangers flowing, Niagara Falls. Fire 60 speed specs, you keep it wrong. Other spaces can't see it, wait time. All we do is just grind, that's the reason we shine. And all up in a line, waiting long enough is our time. Finally at the top we climb, and they play your track. But if they say it's whack, then you officially just been smacked, smacked. You're now tuned in, you're now tuned in, oh, tuned in.
Radio, what's going on, everybody? I am that chick fire, the brown skin huffa. What's going on? What's going on? Welcome to another Monday. You know, we are from 10 to 1. You know, it's the hate free zone. We network, promote, freestyle if you want to, acapella, whatever you need to do. You can promote your business, you can promote your artist. All right here, you know. All love. All right, hit us up, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all that good stuff. Air It Out Radio. Fire Chick, F-I-Y-A, Chick with a K at the end. And make sure y'all show some love to Scribbles, man. Show some love to my mascot. We was all over Philly the other day. And trying to get him on his promotional tour, trying to get everybody to know who he is. So shout out to him and shout out to my mascot that's actually unknown. You know, he's a mystery to everybody. So shout out to him for holding me down and doing what he do. All right, y'all can always check out the website airitoutradio.net. Y'all can see everything that's going on, from showcases to giveaways. Anything that I have going on Air It Out Radio is all right there. The guests, anything you might have missed, you know, Scribbles and anything, it's all there, you know. So definitely check that out. And y'all can always hit up the line. 323-642-1470. Make sure y'all pressing 1, especially the newbies that are tuning in for the first time. Yeah, definitely press 1, because y'all be sitting on the line all mad as hell, hot and bothered, cussing me out on Twitter, texting me, you know what I mean, Gmailing me, all up, you know. So definitely make sure y'all check y'all emails. If you haven't gotten that email back from me by today, then the song probably is not loaded up. So just want to let y'all know, give y'all a heads up on that. So and also somebody has to call in to request your song, or you can call in and request it. It doesn't matter, either or. You know, I don't care. Somebody got to call up. I got my girl Shekinah coming up a little bit later. We gonna get all up in her business, find out what's going on with her. And for those that do not know who she is, she's on VH1 Family Hustle, and she's also a celebrity hairstylist to a lot of people in the business. So definitely stay tuned. She's gonna, and if y'all don't know who she is, y'all need to Google her, YouTube her, and y'all can see how sassy she is. She's very sassy. I hope she don't cuss me out anytime tonight. She's unfiltered, but I love it. you know, and I think that's why she's very, you know, well-known and popular, because she definitely has her own personality. So shout out to her. She'll be on a little bit later, and we'll get all up in her business and find out, you know, about her new hair product, and also, of course, about, you know, the Family Hustle show. And she has a t-shirt line. I didn't even know that. So shout out to her. She's a businesswoman. Love it. I love females that's getting them coins. You know what I mean? Get them coins. I love my dudes that get them too. But it's always exciting to see the females get them coins. Okay? So let me get to my air it out news. Shout out to Mecca. I went to her event the other day, and it was the first annual community day event for her. So that was her first one. She had a lot of free stuff out there for the kids and adults. It was really, really nice. I wish I could have stayed longer, but I couldn't. I had a dip. I had Scribbles in his outfit. It was hot. It was like 80 degrees out that bitch. So yeah, it was hot. So, but I wish I could have stayed longer. We gave away some toys and stuff for the kids and took some pictures, and there was a couple performances and whatnot. It was really a nice event, and I was really, really impressed by her. So she shut the whole block down, you know. That's how bosses do, and I love it. You know what I mean? Females doing it big. So this week I've been super busy trying to get some events together, so I don't know if y'all seen the Meek Mill situation that's been going around. I know there was some auditions and everything for July the 19th. Air It Out Radio will be out there covering that. Yes, I'm super excited. Woo! So we'll be out there covering that behind the scenes, and hopefully we'll get that interview with Meek finally. I've been gunning for him for a minute. I've been gunning for him, but I haven't been gunning for him. It's like, you know you're going to get it, but you just be patient. I'm real patient with mine, so... shout out to Ray for helping me out with that. Also, too, he has another event. For those that do not know, this is Trinity Live. They also have an event coming up next week. And that's, where my notes at? June the 28th, I think it is. Yeah. No, the 29th. This is with Fat Joe. He's going to be in Camden, 79 Newton Avenue. So shout out to Camden. I know they can get a little rowdy out there, so, you know, fingers crossed on this one. But yeah, so Fat Joe's going to be out there, and I'll be out there as well, covering it as well. So shout out to anybody that's going there. Danny Garcia is going to be the host, and if y'all don't know who he is, make sure y'all Google him, you know what I mean? You know, fighter and whatnot. He's also cute too. Like, he's real cute. He can get it. You know what I mean? Y'all might have to keep me away from him. I love me some Spanish dudes, too. So, shout out to Danny Garcia. All right. Also, too, let me see. What's some other news that I got coming up? We talked about Meek Mills. August the 1st, Keisha Cole's, she's going to be down here in Philly. So, shout out to her for coming down here. If y'all don't know how much the tickets are, they are at TLA. They're like $40 and up. You know, if y'all want to get the VIP and actually meet her, meet and greet, it's like $150, something like that. So I'm trying to stay up on my concerts and stuff like that, so I can try to get these behind-the-scenes coverage and whatnot. June the 28th, the Queen of the Rings, that's going to be in New York. Shout out to Bad Bunny for that one. She is really, really big out there. She's always been big, but, you know, This event really is huge for her. So I've been watching her for some time, and I went to the other battle. This time I'm definitely going to be there. The 28th is from 12 to 6. I'll be posting all the information in case y'all are interested in going out there and whatnot. So, you know, anything y'all want to know, definitely hit me up, and I'll try to give y'all as much information as I possibly can. And if not, y'all can always hit up whoever the promoter is and whatnot. Y'all can always go to queenoftherings.everbright.com, and it's like $60 and up. You know, I think the VIP is out, so y'all hit on that one. Alright, and also the June 28th, that same day from 3 to 8, my boy Bones Beats and also Philly Music Man, they also having the Battle of the Bards. All right? And that's at 940 Marshall Street, Philadelphia, PA. Y'all can always hit them up on Facebook or Twitter. Philly Music Man and also Bones Beats. And those are with two Z's, just in case y'all want to know. So make sure y'all hit them up if y'all interested, or even future shows, you know what I mean? So definitely let them know. All right? Shout out to everybody that's on the line, tuning in. Make sure y'all pressing 1. I got to keep saying that all through the show, because y'all know how y'all niggas is. We got Reese Robinger coming up a little bit later. He going to spit a little something. Anybody else interested in spinning, definitely y'all can do that during the show. I'm trying to do, like, toward the end of the show, like 12:30. I'm going to do, like, a little 5-minute where they can just go in. I'm going to change the beat on you or whatever. I haven't came up with a name for it yet, but that's going to be my little segment. So anybody interested in that for next week, definitely hit me up, and we'll try to get that in there for you. I'm trying to change up the show, because I know that was one of the main things everybody requested, was to try to get, you know, some freestyling in there. Alright. Tonight's topic, It's a little different. I was watching Family Guy. I know I don't usually watch that show too often. I know everybody says it's funny and whatnot, but anyway, I was up watching it, and it was a funny ass cartoon, I ain't gonna lie. So anyway, the whole city blew up, and there was nothing around. The house blew up and shit, and they were like, where are we gonna start? Where are we gonna start over at? And they wanted to start over at a Twinkie factory. So my question to you is, if the whole fucking world blew the fuck up, where would you want to start over? Would you want to, you got to keep in mind, you need food, water, all that stuff, or, you know, you got to have some food, definitely have food, and a big, large place, and you want to start all over. Maybe you want to, hopefully you'll have your family a little bit closer, you know, you can start over, you know, push out some more kids and start a whole new, another community or whatever. But me, myself, I think I would go to Disney World. I think Disney World has everything for me. I can have some fun. I can eat. It's food galore. It's all kind of food. So my question to y'all is, where would y'all start all over again? If your house blew up and it was only a few people on some, like, I Am Legend shit, where would you start off at? Where would you want to just pick yourself up, steal a car, and go to? You know what I mean? So that's the topic for tonight. Make sure y'all hit up the lines. 323-642-1470. Make sure y'all pressing 1 if y'all want to talk. And I'm going to play some tracks in between the show tonight if I can. I'm going to try. Can't guarantee it, but I try to do that every once in a while. But anyway, I'm going to take the lines and see what's going on. Air Dot Radio 7271.
Yo, 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 what's up, Flyer? This your boy, Haas Dollars.
What's up, Haas?
What's up?
You said, what's up? So tonight's topic is about if your house blew up and you was on some I Am Legend shit. I don't know if you've seen the movie or not, but
you was like,
okay, so where would you want to pick up and start all over again?
I would pick up and start all over again in the mother country, Africa. Why? That's where we from.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, Africa ain't got a whole lot of stuff we ain't got. Well, I can't say that because there's certain parts they do, so I'm lying.
Yeah.
But so you got a long flight to get there though. Like, how would you get there though? Like, you got a long way. You gonna have to learn how to fly the plane and everything. You know?
Hey, we'll get there one way or another. We'll get there one way or another.
Right. It's gonna be a long ass ride.
No matter if I gotta have a raft. If I got a raft, I gotta raft it out.
There you go. Right. Okay, so what's going on with Haas Dollars?
Man, always in the stew, cooking up that work with my big bro, Reese Banger. Reese Raw Banger, okay. My fault.
You correcting it?
Yes. Shout out to Reese Raw Banger, man. That's my bro. He's been looking out for me, man. Taking me under the wing, you know. Shout out to Mr. Fly with me, too. Dame Dollars. Tight Circle.
Okay.
You know, we all working. We back in the area. Tight Circle is back in the area. We finna take over the 215, and now we going worldwide.
So, y'all back. Now, what was the situation where, like, y'all split up or something? Because you saying, like, you know,
you know. everybody had their own little things they was doing on the side. So, you know, everybody had little things they was doing. I had my little thing they was doing. Reese had their little thing he was doing. So everybody took time apart. But now, we back in full effect. Like how 50 brought G-Unit out at Summer Jam.
Yeah.
This is how we coming back. This is how we coming back. We coming back with a vengeance.
Coming back with a vengeance.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, like, so have y'all ever, like, went anywhere and toured? Like, who's the most rowdiest one or the one that plays the most jokes, you know, in y'all amongst the group?
I would say Reese.
Reese?
Yes.
He seems so serious all the time. I don't know if he's just doing that around me, but he just seems so serious all the time.
Growing up with him, he's a funny person. Sitting around to talk to, he's a funny person. Damon's too. They both, everybody funny. We all have our own times when we're funny, when we're serious.
Okay.
But I know, but for Father's Day, Reese Banger, he did his thing on the block. Because he performed on the block party. Dame did too, Tyson Circle. They performed. Dame did Please Don't Judge Me. Reese did his new joint with another artist called I Am Benzy, Mercedes Benzy. Shout out to her. It's called, dang. I just was listening to that joint. Do What I Want to Do. I mean, I think it's in heavy rotation right now.
Okay. I heard a little bit of it. I was like, okay, he in his bag.
Yeah.
He said, yeah. Well, that was good. I can't wait to hear more of y'all stuff all together. So that's going to be exciting. You know, I mean,
yes.
Y'all going to be performing? Y'all got any showcases and stuff coming up?
We networking right now, trying to put stuff together.
Okay.
So
well, pretty
soon,
no tour or nothing or no showcases, y'all can always make up your own stuff. You know what I mean? Don't wait for nobody to do it. Just do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You're right about that. You absolutely right about that.
Make your own tour up. People always feel like they gotta wait, you know.
Yeah. I'm gonna try to hit some of these car club nights, these karaoke nights. Start branching off somewhere small, you mean, then do something bigger.
Right. Exactly. There you go. That's how I start. Okay, so you got anything else you wanna promote? You wanna spit? You good? Everything? Which one though?
Listen, I can give y'all a little 16,
okay.
But I also want to throw that, I want that request, that song with me,
of course.
My big bro, Reese Banks, and my man Woods.
Okay.
Let me see.
I'm going to let you spit something first, and then we're going to go into it.
Air It Out Radio.
I said, it's your boy Haas and the place to be. Southwest 215 SWP. Seven dudes where I be, right on Upley Street. Catch me down the street, right on 58. Where my boys in the kitchen, they be dealing that weight. Posted on the corner with my man Reman Mook. Posted every day. Yes, we about to get something small. Oh, that's off the top right
something
there.
Small.
Air It Out Radio.
Something small.
Y'all be playing it off like, yeah, you know, yeah, something small. Playing it all. But it's cool, though.
Right.
Well, I appreciate you even attempting to do that. So, you know, hey, people don't even do that half the time. So, shout out to you.
Thank you.
So,
shout out to Flyer Chick for having me on.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm going to let you go ahead and introduce the track and get all into that.
This right here is called My Niggas. I'm featuring Reese Raw Banger and my man Woods. Ty Slurkle is back now in your area. You've been smacked by Air It Out Radio. Let's get it.
Oh,
love on y'all niggas. Tight circle rap task force, nigga.
Uh-huh.
Come up, dog. What up, Reese? Uh-huh. Bro, nigga, shit all day. Y'all already know. Coming fuck with my niggas. When they cool flow by, the time's out. Just know I got a car full of hitters. Nigga, won't fuck with y'all niggas. Put a bitch safe, put a brick safe. My blood triggers, my flesh right. Nigga, nigga.
Behind me, so I took my circle tight. Put your hands down, nigga, if you don't wanna fight. Bullets even out the gun, and we'll fuck up in life. Don't bring them knives to a motherfucker, we gon' fight. If you're real in the field, you better hold your own. I run this shit like a king on my throne. Like, listen, 2-3, I stay up in the zone. I do it for the niggas that ain't coming home. Do it for the niggas that be locked up in the cell. A lot of niggas hating on me, so I tell them, oh well. Hit the nigga once, you know he gon' tell. I stay in that hoodie like the nigga Trayvon. My gun stay black like the nigga Akon. Post in the track with my nigga Rayvon. We hustle every day, and we smoke all the time. Why am I upstate? Still when it's time. Gotta shut I'm out in every fucking rhyme. Ream out here, banging this nine. Spit off Kentucky, yeah, he on his grind. Dame in the kitchen, cooking that nine. Smoking that good and they gotta be lying. Gun on my hippie, you know that they're not. Tight talking this bitch, you know we gon' shine. Cause I do it for my niggas.
Nigga, come and fuck with my niggas. When they cool flow by, the time's out. Just know I got a car full of hitters. Nigga, won't fuck with y'all niggas. Nigga, put a bitch safe, put a brick safe. My blood triggers, my flip right.
I'm trying to make it further. So everywhere I go, keep it burner. Fuck around me, get stirred up, word up. I be with them niggas till it come through where you live at. Act niggas one time with a bread at. Act up, get bust, cause you win class. You ain't about that life, you don't live that. I stick a whole clip in your six pack. I got a big full fifth, I call it get back. But every time I pull it out, niggas get back. Every time I pull it out, niggas get clapped. Y'all little motherfuckers gon' get shot. I come up on my jacket with the big Glock. Then sit motherfuckers in the big drop. Cause I'm a hustler, a getting money motherfucker. Plus I'm a competition crusher. To all my opposition, fuck ya. And to all my haters, I love ya. But I'm the shit, bitch, you might need a plunger. 40 strikes sound like thunder. Shout out my nigga Lucha Gunner. I do it for my
nigga, nigga. Come and fuck with my niggas. When they cool flow by, the time's out. Just know I got a car full of hitters. Nigga, won't fuck with y'all niggas. You the bitch safe, you the brick safe. My blood triggers, my flip right.
White corner, sheet from feet to abdominal. Hood in bad shape, but the coke flip phenomenal. I promise you, the ghetto only does what it's designed to do. Street Chronicles, crime rate astronomical. White corner, sheet from feet to abdominal. Hood in bad shape, but the coke flip phenomenal. I promise you, the ghetto only does what it's designed to do. Before you turn 12, a package of 12-12s. A fistful of snuff shells, and you better hope that dope sells. Raised with a vulture's well, it ain't no hope for hell. Siblings in the home and you the only fucking male. Forced to go on route cause you the man of the house. And you keep trying to provide but they keep kicking you out. And your sis ain't satisfied unless a dick in her mouth. And you feel like taking a tongue and it's ripping it out with your bare hands. You found out that a new baby father was your mama's old man. He been molesting her since she was 10. They talking problems, you got a shitload of them. Oldest of the litter, purchase a fifth of liquor. Drunk, reminiscing over family pictures. Plucked the ashes off the switch before he picked the fifth up. Then put the barrel to his lips and blew the bullet a kiss. Street Chronicles, crime rate astronomical. White corner, sheets from feet to abdominal. Hood in bad shape, but the coke flip phenomenal. I promise you, the ghetto only does what it's designed to do. Street Chronicles, crime rate astronomical. White corner, sheets from feet to abdominal. Hood in bad shape, but the coke flip phenomenal. I promise you, the ghetto only does what it's designed to do. House of Horrors, no guarantees in the Mara. She's in the gym, babe, prostitute of Barbara. Said she needs a man, but I think she needs a father. Another sacrificial lamb led to the slaughter. Victim of a circumstance, but still had a chance. The scholar couldn't focus on school, graduated and went to college. Now she bakes a fair change, eats food out the garbage. Turn tricks and crack houses, then go puke in the toilet. Set the face with cold water, rust run from the faucet. Smoke clouds swirl, witness angel dust nostalgia. Laughs to herself as she plots revenge on the coward. Called the local funeral parlor and ordered some flowers. He was the one that turned the out and gave her the flowers. Transport from New Orleans, Arizona, Chicago. Introduced her to the fiends, made her test cook powder. 20 years later, her face rests in 1 hour. White corner, sheets from feet to abdominal. Hood in bad shape, but the coke flip phenomenal. I promise you, the ghetto only does what it's designed to do. Street Chronicles, crime rate astronomical. White corner, sheets from feet to abdominal. Hood in bad shape, but the coke flip phenomenal. I promise you, the ghetto only does what it's designed to do.
Keep you
close to me.
Oh, yes, I do.
Fish wise, try to find.
same, cause I don't want nothing to change. This is where I wanna be. So if you wanna put me on, I don't mind, it's alright, I'm for it. I would so adore this. Nothing turns me on better than being with you. Baby, I'm not tripping.
Yo, Fire, what's up, baby? It's your boy Chop Belafonte. I hear you out there on Air It Out Radio. Keep it popping, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, it's your man Danny Cash chilling out with my homegirl, Fire Chick, and you have officially been smack, 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 smack,
smack, smack, smack, smack. Air It Out Radio, it's that chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. airitoutradio.net. Listen, I am so fucking sore. I went to the gym earlier and I was doing that, you know, that shake shit that they, it's kind of all that little machine that they be, you know, it's like a, you're shaking something or whatever, you know. My cousin says it looks like you, you know, jerking off. But one of those things, and my fucking arms are so fucking sore. Like, so I might be, it might be a little delay pushing a button here and there. But I'm telling you, I'm so fucking sore. I'm going to feel it tomorrow. So it really does work. So I think we paid like $20 for that thing or something like that. But I'm so fucking sore from this thing. And I did it earlier and I'm paying the price for that shit. So shout out to everybody that's on the line. I know y'all was like, what the hell? What is this, Genuine? I like Genuine. Y'all don't like Genuine? Y'all hate us. I had to slow it down. Sometimes you gotta do that sometimes. You know, you gotta mix it up a little bit. You know what I mean? Mix it in with hardcore and sauce and, you know. So shout out to everybody that's tuning in so far. I'm gonna post a couple of the events and stuff that's coming up that Air It Out's involved in. And if y'all want to send me some drops too, y'all can always send me some drops. It's airitoutradio@gmail.com. It's in my bio in case you forget, or I always promote it. It's somewhere on one of my pages. You can't really fucking miss it, but it's airitoutradio@gmail.com. Make sure it's MP3. And if you just sent me something just now, yeah, it's not going in. So just want to let y'all know, some people be trying to send me stuff during the show, and that shit just does not be working. It's hard to do it. I only do it every blue moon, but it's very difficult because sometimes blog be acting a little funky, okay? Shout out to everybody that auditioned for that Meek Mill situation, and that's coming up for July 19th. I'll be in the building. All right, the Lea Chorus Center starts at 8 o'clock. I think the tickets are like $40 to $60 in case y'all want to, you know, go cop one of those or whatever. This is his homecoming, coming home concert that he's having. So shout out to everybody that came out. I think Dante Diesel said he was one of the judges or whatever for it. So shout out to them, you know, because I know that's hard, you know, getting in front of all them people and then auditioning and you may not get it and, you know, so shout out to y'all. Alright, I got my girl Shekinah coming up a little bit later. We're going to get all up in her business and find out what's popping with her. And find out if she got a man yet. You know what I mean? Because I know a couple guys was hitting me up like, yo, ask her about that booty. Like, what's up with that booty? Y'all dudes would never change. Like, y'all always worrying about the booty. So, we're going to get all up in her business. And, you know, she's always real, so we'll find out what's going on with her. Jack Thriller will be on Air It Out Radio in August. I can't wait for that. I got JoJo Simmons, I got an interview with him, and also Mino. Can't wait to get some Mino. I love Mino. So all this next month is all dudes, because I know I kind of like kill y'all with all the females. So next month is all dudes, and you know, I get swamped by dudes all the time, so that's why I kind of like mix it up with the girls. And well, except for July the 7th, we got Tweet coming on, you know. Other than that, it's all dudes. So definitely stay tuned for that. And you know, I'm really excited about that. I'm excited about my guests. Some people hate my guests, but I don't care. I don't care what y'all like. Sorry. I know Jack Thriller was one of the most requested. You know, everybody was on me like, get him, get him, get him. So shout out to him. He was very cool. And he was like, yeah, just let me know closer to the date, you know, because he's busy and he got his stuff going on too. I know a lot of people respect him. 50 Cent respects him a lot. So definitely excited to get all up in his business too. Yeah. All right, so tonight's topic is, where would you relocate and start all over if this whole, if your house blew up and it was on some I Am Legend shit? You know what I mean? You got to relocate. You got to find a nice place to live that's secure. You got to have some food there. You know what I mean? Where would you go? Where would you go? The dude from Family Guy, like I said, he went to the Twinkie factory. Yeah, nothing but Twinkies in there. You know what I mean? Twinkies for days. So, me, myself, I would say Walt Disney World. I would have a ball out there. All kind of food. All kind of stuff. So, you know what I mean? I would probably go out there. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in. Y'all can always hit up the website, airitoutradio.net. All right. And also, tweet on the show, Air It Out Radio. I'm going to give a couple shout-outs. Let me give a couple shout-outs real quick, because I know sometimes I forget during the show. I'm going to check out my Instagram and show some love over there, because I know they was hitting it up kind of heavy today. And I don't want to be able... okay. Shout out to Has Dollars, of course. Coach Star. High Life Real. Pretty Boy Yella. And Doe Amazing. Soulja Black Stones. And Nash C. What up? This is Roll. I think that's how you say it. Roll or Ra. And Daryl. The Don One. Great. What happened to Great? Great got to get back online. I'm going to hurt him. The Real King Slick and Black Silverado. Oh, Black Silver Radio. I think that's what it is. And Lux Lounge. Shout out to them. K Slick. Nico 609. And It's Young Sin. And shout out to Trinity Live also too. And also Bricks 973. But yeah, Trinity Live is doing a lot of shit, you know what I mean? So shout out to them, you know what I mean? If y'all don't know who they are, make sure y'all follow them on Instagram, Trinity Live. And like I said, we'll be at the next event covering it, so y'all can get the whole behind the scenes stuff. I'm gonna put it all on Comcast. That's why I haven't really put any of the footage yet out, so I'm kind of waiting on that. And I'm gonna drop it on Comcast, channel 66 and 99. Okay. So I'm going to hit the callers up and see what's going on. I'm going to go to, 4511, Air It Out Radio.
Yo, Fire, what's good?
What's good? Who's this?
It's Tom.
Tom. What up, Tom?
What's good? Nothing much, man. You know, living. What's good with you?
Living. Ain't shit. So what's going on with you? What did you think about the topic tonight? Where would you relocate if your house blew the fuck up and y'all ain't have nowhere to go and y'all was on some I Am Legend shit?
Where would I relocate?
Yeah, where would you relocate? Now keep in mind, you need food. You know what I mean? You need a big spot, you know.
I'd probably go to like an island or something.
An island? Okay.
Yeah.
Like Hawaii? No, not Hawaii. Is not an island. What is it?
No, they got volcanoes and shit.
Yeah.
But
okay.
I would pick an island that's got its own food.
After the whole place just blew up.
I mean, because it's got its own food, you know?
In Hawaii?
That's the only place. I was going to go with Africa at first, but Africa ain't going to have no food like that. There's going to be lions out there.
Well, you can kill a lion, can't you?
Not as
if
easy as it looks.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
With a spear and shit. Yeah, that would be kind of... Well, I mean, along your journey, maybe you can grab and get some guns and stuff to kill it or whatever. Maybe, you know.
I mean, so, if it all play out like that, I mean... You just setting yourself up for failure by the whole shit blowing up.
Yeah, now I'm thinking, wait, now you got to prepare yourself for all the other animals that's going to be roaming in Africa. Like, you better rethink that shit. Because every day you are fighting up. Yeah. Who said that? Haas Dollar said that. He said Africa, too. I don't know, Haas. You might have to rethink that one.
I'm saying the island. You know, you got fish
the
out
island.
There in the water. You got to beware the sharks and whatnot. There's going to be a lot of dangerous shit out there, but it's got to be better than that I Am Legend shit. I ain't with that shit.
Do you think you would have made it? Like, the I Am Legend shit is kind of lonely, ain't it? That's some lonely-ass shit.
Yeah, I don't know about it. It was only one of them, right? Like, it was just him. It was him and a girl, right?
It was him and a girl, yeah.
Well, I mean, if he probably, he got some pussy.
Well,
right?
As you see, hitting though. They wasn't even thinking about rebreeding.
You got to think about that eventually.
Yeah, definitely. That would be like the first thing I'd be like, all right, look, this is what we're going to do, right? Yeah, that's crazy. That would be fucking hard as shit. Like, you got to deliver your own kid and, thank God that ain't happened yet. So, you never know. Yeah, right, yet. You never know. That shit can really happen, though. So, y'all better be plotting and planning. All the time, I always think about, like, if something happens in Philly, like, in New York, or the bridge blows up, like, how the fuck we gonna get over there? Like, you know what I mean? What if there's no more boats or whatever? Like, we'd be stuck in.
You know what I think about? I think about, like, what if, like, say you look outside and you see the small ass dot just getting closer to the earth every day for like 100 and whatever days. Well, how would you? Well, and it was like really a planet just coming out of orbit and coming into Earth's orbit.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's like, see, shit like that is crazy to think about.
Like them aliens abducting us and shit. I know. That'd be kind of fucked up. But this is it. I mean, you never know. You never know. So, you know, I know everybody like, these motherfuckers are crazy. Ain't no fucking alien.
I mean, the motherfucking meteor could hit the fucking Earth and we could all die. The motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Get real out here.
Yeah, look at that. Look at the I forgot where it was, where the street and everything just caved in, and the man was in the house, and his whole house caved the fuck in, and it was like his family was like, get him out and shit, and it was like, he way down there, like 60,000 feet in the earth. We can't get him.
That's
done.
Crazy.
Yeah,
that is
that's really crazy, you know. So anyway, so what's going on with you music-wise?
You know, I'm in the process of making new music every day. You just gotta let it come to you naturally or whatever. And I'm trying to get a few shows locked down. I'm gonna start collaborating with other people, really. I need to start doing that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the Arid Otters are pretty much, you know, nice about it. So you should definitely hit them up, you know. When they get off Twitter or whatever, and just hit them up and say, yo, let's do a collab.
Definitely. It's just all about getting it all together. Niggas is lazy, man.
You ain't never fucking lying. You ain't never lying about that.
Niggas don't want to be
gonna lie. Niggas is super lazy. So,
yeah,
you gotta just do you. You gotta do you.
I mean, at that point, if niggas ain't even trying to fuck with you, then you gotta do what you gotta do on your own. And then when you make a name for yourself, them niggas try to fuck with you, it's like, damn, bro. You wanna fuck with me back now, so why should I fuck with you now?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you just gotta do you and fuck everybody else. You know what I mean? If they wanna rock, then rock with them. If not, then Oh, well. All right, so you got anything else you want to promote?
I'm going to have a mixtape in the fall. That's all I'm really promoting right now. It's going to be called Different Tones. Because it's like different songs and different, I don't want to say genres, but different vibes. It's not just one vibe on the whole thing.
Okay. Well, I can't wait to hear that. How many tracks you going to have on there?
Right now it's a lot going on right now as far as song-wise. Like, I got probably like 20 songs, but I know I'm going to have to cut some of them out, and I'm going to just put whatever I feel is my best on it. So, maybe 20 songs would do it. 20 songs of different type of, just different type of music, like not all just mainstream or one sound, different sounds, different tones, basically. Like, that's what it's
right,
going to be
different
about.
Tones. Okay, I get you. I understand what you thought. Alright, Tones. Alright, Tone, you want to give them your Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff?
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at Trippy Tiger Tone, Instagram Trippy Tiger Tone, SoundCloud Tone T1. That's where I'm at. Fuck with me, I fuck with you type shit. It is what it is.
He's a fucking exactly. That's how I go. Alright.
Yep.
So, I know we're about to jump into your track. I'm gonna let you go ahead and introduce it.
Alright, well, first off, let me say thank you, Fry, for the opportunity to make my song somewhat known, you know. But anyway, this song is called Hard. It's basically about people going through different situations and coming out of them, and it's different, so make sure you listen. You officially been smacked.
I'm with you living life, ain't about what you're making. I'm thinking about my wife might go to Jamaica. But living life ain't about a vacation. Better looking good cause you are with Jamaican. Smoke so good that we are in Jamaica. You can see me now, I'm a star in the making. Make a right decision, you are with Jamaican.
Hey, it's the best kept secret.
The topic going so hard. Forgot I had God, cause I've been going so hard, I've been going so hard, I don't even know where to start, cause I've been going so hard, I've been going so hard, that I forgot where I park, cause I've been going so hard, I've been going so hard, that I will like cars, make you take a trip that's smart.
It's your boy Brom Cognito, Philly's number one producer, listening to that Chick Fire on Air It Out Radio.
Air It Out Radio, it's that Chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to my boy, Tone. You know, Tone doing his thing. I'm super excited for you. You know what I mean? It's crazy how you watch the artist come on for the first time and they're so nervous or, you know, or it's just, you know, it's just their first time in general. And they just evolve, you know, and get stronger in what they're doing. So, I'm definitely loving that, you know what I mean? Even from the people that are old heads on Air It Out Radio, you know what I'm saying? They come on and it's like, it's just so different, you know what I mean? Because they just so, you can see the growth. I mean, even y'all can't because y'all, you know, some of y'all new listening in and some of y'all old, but I definitely see a lot of growth from the first-time callers to, you know, the old heads. So, shout out to everybody, you know what I mean? Grinding. It's hard out here. It's definitely, definitely hard. So keep it locked. We got my girl Shekinah coming up a little bit later. We're going to get all up in her business. All right, y'all can hit up them lines 323-642-1470. Make sure y'all pressing 1. Y'all can always hit up the website, Air It Out Radio. And what's the other way? You can always go to Blog Talk Radio and search Air It Out Radio is on at 10. That's another way you can always tune in. I'm going to play another song, and real quick, I know y'all hating me for that, but, you know, we got some behind-the-scenes stuff going on, so this is Eve Burner's Buzzworthy.
Yeah, seen Izzo, you know, we buzzworthy, ain't we, Jizzy? Yeah. Yeah. Check out how they hatin' cuz they never seen a buzz this big, this quick. Still I don't give a f- I still hold it down, put it on for my town. Still carry f- what I look like, I'm no clown. They call me the D.O.P. See how they respect the G. Back when I was chasing keys, cats was ratting for some cheese. Left that thug in the past, found a better way to get some cash. Write this rap, body that track. Look how I blew up so fast. Game don't change, same old drama. But I wanted more, I could be Obama. Change is good, still in the hood. I wouldn't lead this bitch if I could. They showed me love, they broke my crowd around every time I spit. Loyal as hell, still love the smell. Abandoned house when the wind blew well. I'm so glad I live with the Crocs. Smooth as hell like Cardi on a rock. That's my block, that's the spot where I first went hand to hand with the rocks. Came a long way, never forgot the people around who kept me hot. Jizz I got, don't lock these niggas, better pray I stop. I'm buzzworthy, y'all heard me, I'ma play dirty. 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 I'm buzzworthy, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know y'all heard me, I'm buzzworthy, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know y'all heard me, I'm buzzworthy, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know y'all heard me, I'm buzzworthy, buzzworthy, buzzworthy. Yeah. Check how I came out the blue. Y'all had a chance, now cash y'all through. This is proof, this is truth. 100% uncut for roof. Hustle all to get a grip. You cats better get on some. I'm that piff, I'm the spliff. I've been passed, now I'm bad. Take a toe, try not to choke. I'm the reason why your girlfriend broke. She gon' pass off all your back. Doors get closed, now that's a wrap. Don't get mad, I'm with it. These cats be handcuffing chicks. Let her roam, don't you hate? She might bring you home some K. This is real, I don't play. I grind for mine in a major way. Commercial head, ghost write this. Sign up forms, your dismiss. So many outlets, take a chance. Money bulging out my pants. I don't dance, I do this. And still
find a way to crank out hits. Y'all want me to lose, want me to act like I ain't got sense to pull out a strap. Click then clack, back to the tat and go through life, watching my back, lame, got me the plans on how I'm gonna turn these reds to millions. Got me a boat, cruise across the coast, I'm tired of being so damn it, cut the rope. I'm buzzworthy, y'all heard me, I'ma play dirty. 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 I'm buzzworthy, yeah. I know y'all heard me, I'm buzzworthy, yeah. I know y'all heard me, I'm buzzworthy, yeah. I know y'all heard me, I'm buzzworthy, 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 yeah.
You already know what the fuck it is. It's your boy Big Face. Tony! When you're here in the motherfucking building, shout out to Fire Chick. You've officially been fucking smacked, Smigglers.
Air It Out Radio, it's that Chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit up the lines 323-642-1470. Make sure y'all pressing 1 if y'all want to talk to a broad, okay? That's how it goes down. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in so far. Tone, what up, what up? Dez, I see Dez on the line. We're going to get to him a little bit later. We got a couple other people. Dante Diesel, what up, what up? Make sure y'all hit me up on Twitter at Air It Out Radio if y'all want to communicate. I do a little in-between shout-outs and also communication back and forth while I'm on the air. So y'all can always hit me up on Twitter at Air It Out Radio. And I'll show y'all some love. Shout out to Daryl, Park, and Nino, Joe Wizzy, Reese Raw Bangers, Day 2, The O, Adjust, Adjust going hard, Rich, what up, Dean, Dominique, I think I'm saying his name right, and iNerd, what up, Sean, he was on last week talking about his energy drink, so shout out to him. And also, Sky, what up, what up? I am Kevin Anthony. Who else? Fort, what up, what up? A few other people here. But anyway, I'm going to go back to the lines. And I know y'all are like, Fire, why you keep taking all these breaks? Just want to make sure my guests is on straight and everything's popping. You know, it'll be a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that y'all don't even know about. None of your business. Okay, y'all just worry about being on the line. No, I'm just fucking with you. But anyway, tonight's topic is, all right, if your house blew up, whatever, on some I Am Legend shit, like, you know, you don't own, you know, pretty much you have to relocate and start all over again. Where would you relocate at? That is the topic for tonight, all right? And a couple people said Africa. Hi. You got to, I don't know. You up for killing lions and bears and, not bears, but, you know, elephants and all that shit. They might kill your ass. So I said Africa, and what did Tom say? Tom said something else. Yeah, he said Africa too, but then he changed his mind. So he said he'll do an island or something like that. That's what he said. So want to hear what you gotta say? Hit me up on the line, and also you can always go to Air It Out Radio on Twitter. All right, I'm gonna run down my little shout outs real quick. For the show that's coming up, June 20th. I love it. We gotta get somebody to spit on that. I think that did we get which car to spit on that last week? Adiac. I think we did. Right, June 29th, like I said before, Danny Garcia with his fine ass, he will be hosting this event for Trinity Live. Fat Joe's gonna be in the building. Shout out to Camden. You know what I mean? It's going to be crazy. I hope Camden can handle this, because I'm going to tell you, whew, last time I seen, I ain't going to say Fat Joe. Yeah, Fat Joe was there, matter of fact. This is when Big Pun was alive, and they came down to Jersey, and it was chaotic. Like, I was running for my life. But, I mean, I don't know what happened with the situation, but it seemed like they kind of started the fight because they didn't want Big Pun to come on. So, I don't know. It was kind of like some shady business. Anyway, that's what it seemed like anyway. You know, because you know they still won't get paid regardless. But that's what I heard. I mean, I don't know if that's true. But Like I said, that's the 29th. I'm going to post that up on my Twitter and on my pages so y'all can check that out. Also, Trinity Live also is going to bring Meek Mills back to Philly July the 19th at the Lear Course Center. That's going to start at 8 o'clock. So make sure y'all come represent Meek as well. You know, Air Dot Radio will be in the building trying to cover that. All right. And also, the 28th Battle of the Bars. All right, my boy, Philly Music Man, he's going to be out there with Bones Beats. They're going to be having this event together. So shout out to them, you know, for having another battle going on. So if y'all interested in that, I think the tickets are $15. Make sure y'all hit them up on Twitter or Facebook. All right? And I'm going to give a couple more announcements a little bit later. I'm going to hit my lines up because I know y'all getting a little bit antsy and whatnot. All right? So we're going to go to, where you go? Okay. All right, we're going to go to 0261, Air Dot Radio.
Yeah, it's the dust in the building.
Adjust.
Hello. Yes, it's me. I'm here. I know y'all miss
you
me.
Is. Yeah, where were you at?
I had a couple family issues, you know, sad thing, but I'm... I don't want to get on no sad note right now. Everything's all good. Everything's positive. And
I'm
here now. I missed that Monday, but I was there in spirit.
You was there in spirit. That's what's up, though. I mean, I be knowing people be having their shit to do, so I don't really, like, hawk y'all because I know shit happens. You know what I mean? Shit happens. So it is what it is. All right, so
I'm loving it.
What's your... You loving it? Okay, so what's your opinion? What's your opinion? Where would you go?
I'm going in the deep south.
You're going in the south?
The deep south, dirty south. I'm going down there in the boondocks, in the woods. I'm going to have me a fucking fort. And then people going to be trying to come live with me to be safe.
What about food, though? You going to be hunting and all that stuff?
I'm hunting. I'm eating bear burgers and shit like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm hunting.
I can't see I'm getting all my...
Yeah, they know. Because if y'all in the city, everybody going to be fighting for that last pack of Uzi noodles, man. People going to have guns ready for that. Like, come on.
I can't see you fighting. No, I can't see you hunting for nothing. Not a damn thing at all. Not a damn thing. You better off going to, like, hide out at some kind of fast food restaurant or something.
How long is that going to last?
It's food.
Everybody
was
trying to break in.
Yeah, true.
Like, yo, you better give up them burgers. I'm a bomb. Ain't nobody getting no burgers.
I know that's
You know
right.
how niggas get.
Yes. I just don't want that shit really to happen because it's going to be chaos, especially in Philly.
Yeah, it's going to be fucked up.
Yeah, we fucked up. We is fucked.
That's why I'm going in the booth with a chosen few. Everybody got their guns. Everybody got everything ready. But motherfuckers trying to take some shit over.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, I can't help it. That's my mentality. I'm like, fuck, I'm trying to survive. I'm a survivor. I'm a get my shit. Dude, they're like, damn, what that big ass fucking mansion over there? Made out of fucking logs and books and shit.
Right. Okay, so where's my fucking music at? Like, I'm still waiting.
I know.
What's the problem?
Yeah, get on me about that. Get on me.
Yeah,
I got a studio
bullshit.
Time lined up. I got a studio time lined up. I just got to get in there and make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
I got the songs already wrote. Damn near, I just got to get in there and just put that shit on wax.
Okay, so next week, what you going to say then? Because, you know, when's your studio time? Look. When's your studio time?
This weekend.
This weekend? Okay, so next Monday, it won't be no excuses, right?
No excuses.
Okay.
I'm saying it right now. On air it out. No excuses next Monday. I hope y'all love what y'all hear, but it's going to be something nice.
Okay. All right. So are we gonna get you? We gonna get you to spit? What we doing? Are you good?
You want to give me a beat or something? Like I want a beat.
Damn! Now you want to be picking stuff? Come on. All right. All right, go ahead. Let me see. What can I give you? He trying to
do something.
Now, watch him say he don't like this beat and shit. Let me see.
No, I don't do that. Nope, I don't do
no?
that.
No? So if I throw on any beat, you can rock with it, right?
I'm adjust. I adjust to my surroundings. I'm going to adjust to it.
All right, I'm going to give you a Meek beat. I'm going to give you a Meek beat because you're from Philly. So, there we go. Boom. All
right.
What you got?
Check it out.
You couldn't see me with 1,000 glasses, bringing the pain like 1,000 lashes. I'm the shit. Like 1,000 asses. I'm your teacher's favorite teacher, about to start up some classes. Line up and sign up in the school of hard hearts. A chopped and screwed school of hard knocks. I'll never stop. I'm keep going, keep flowing there. Keep showing that I got the skills to build the bills. Can't settle for a mil. Gotta get a fucking billion. Gonna a million.
Air it out radio. Look, you got Shekinah on the line listening and everything. Come on. I know she gonna dig at your ass, be like, yeah. Alright, it's cool though. You tried. You wanna give him your Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff?
Adjust underscore music. That's the Twitter thing. Facebook. It's just Adjust. Facebook.com.
Okay.
And don't forget.
Adjust. Make sure you spell it for him real quick. Spell it for him. You can spell it the way.
It's basically just the way it sounds. Just add an extra D.
Okay.
And the address is just an extra D because I'm always adding to him something extra. All
right. And y'all can hit him up on Twitter because I think I hit him up, retweeted him. So y'all want to cuss him out, y'all want to do a collab with him, either or. Make sure y'all hit him up. Don't hit me up. Hit him up. You know what I mean? No, I'm just fucking with you, but
adjust
yeah.
your surroundings.
But, nah, it's cool, though. I appreciate you calling up, babe. Give me my track next week. Right. No gay.
I got you.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm serious.
Okay.
All right,
Air It Out Radio is actually fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. I'm going to jump into this track real quick, and I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. I got my girl Shekinah coming up next. Air It Out Radio.
You can't make them bottles pop like me. Bring another bottle back. Hit the bar and bring another bottle back. You living large, then bring another bottle back. If you really got it, go ahead, bring another bottle back. You can't make them bottles pop like me. You on a yacht blowing top, getting top like me. Block pop, call the SWAT, cop a lot off a key. Bad bitches eating twat, block, block, private beach. And I'm sitting here blowing on a quarter of that key. And my coat so white, it be looking like it's bleach. I be rolling on that E, geeked up like I'm screeching. I don't count my money cause it probably take a week. Little mama counting for me, don't be tucking in your cheeks. I'm from Philly, so you know that I don't trust you, it ain't sweet. This is something that you must do before this shit complete. Oh, you a model, then pop another bottle with that pee. Bye.
Radio with That Chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Okay, shout out to everybody that's being super patient. I know we kind of like doing a couple things a little different, switching off, going here and there. So shout out to y'all for being patient. I got my girl Shekinah coming up. You know what I mean? We're going to get all up in her business and see what's popping with her. Miss Shekinah, what's up?
Hello, what's up, babe?
How are you? How y'all doing?
I'm fine.
How are you? I'm good. Look at you. You know, I see you working on that little. I know they've been on you about working on your politeness and stuff. But I like the way you. You know what I mean? You do your thing.
I don't care about what they think of working on my politeness. I'm polite anyway. They don't know me.
I know.
I mean, I ain't being funny, but they don't know me. I'm polite. Right. Anybody who knows me knows like I'm a great person, so I don't have to prove that to the world. You know, I don't know, but I don't got to prove that to them.
Exactly.
I take my side of my back for anybody, so, you know, it's life. People don't get, they get the wrong idea or the wrong impression about people every day. But you can't not live your life because of what somebody else thinks. You'll never make it where you're trying to go.
Right. So which one do you enjoy more? Do you enjoy being more of the boss side, or do you enjoy just doing the hair side? Because I know you enjoy doing hair.
How can I say this to you? I've been a boss on both sides. Like, with doing hair, I'm a boss because I'm my own person. Like, I'm my own boss. Even though I'm doing a certain service for you or anyone else, I'm still calling my own shots. You see what I'm saying? I'm still self-employed either way it goes. Cosmetologists are self-employed. We help people. We beautify people. So at the end of the day, you know, I've always been like my own boss. Like, I can't say that I ever work for anyone because I'm giving out a service and they're paying me for it. I call my own shots in my own time, you know?
Right.
Everybody has to work, but it's a totally different. Like, you know, when people go from 9 to 5, like if I worked at BP, there's nothing wrong with working at BP because if you work at BP, you need to do what you got to do to make it to the management or wherever you're trying to go to in your life. You know, you started something, you never stay where you started. You're supposed to keep climbing up your ladder, you know, right. The way you do. But they have to go clock in for someone. Now, I have always had people that work for me. Even from back, you know, I have always had an assistant that shampooed for me and got my clients prepped for me. I've always had that.
Right.
So, you know, I don't, you know, when you say about the boss thing, I just had to clarify, like, I'm a boss either way I'm going. Like, if I'm a hairstylist out there, I'm still a boss and I'm calling my own shot, my own time, my own prices. I don't have anyone to make my price. I make my own price.
I know that's right. And I'm proud of you for doing that, too. You're doing big things. I didn't even know you had a T-shirt line and you got the hair products going
edges.
On. No. Wow.
I have no products coming soon.
What's the difference between your edges product and everybody else's?
I don't really think it's that much a difference. I think everybody's edges are great. I'm not going to down the next person product. I think it's great. I think Heat is great. I think I use everybody products, and I still like them. I added my edges to the market, and they're great, too.
I know that's right. Why not, right? Why not? Has it been going good? And it's actually reasonable because it was only like $15.
Right. It's a blessing, you know. And this man named Mr. Lucas, he came to me one day, and he came to me with an idea. He had an idea, and I had my idea. We made it work. So it was a blessing. You know, it just was a blessing. All of it is a blessing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Everything that I have going on, I just thank God for it every day because it's a blessing.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So have you ever did anybody here and you just said, you know what, I can't do nothing with this? You don't got names.
I never gave up completely, but I have had those times. The only kind of hairstylist, if I can't do nothing, I can't get it right. Jogging is when you've been to cosmetology school, and we learn in cosmetology school when you say jog, that means having a relationship with other cosmetologists. You see what I'm saying? So when you jog, you're jogging, and I jog with a lot of cosmetologists. Like, I love all the cosmetologists. I love everybody, but I respect cosmetologists a lot. If you ever watch my Instagram and notice what I do, like I go to different beauticians. I just don't have one because I try to shine the light on all of them. And you know something about me? I just don't go to a beautician just because I'm going to get them an Instagram shout out. I pay that beautician and I still get her Instagram shout out because I know the struggle behind standing behind that chair all day. You get what I'm saying?
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So I kind of spread the love because I can't do everybody hair. And if it's something I don't know how to do, I know how to tell you. I don't know. You know, everybody specializes in what they specialize in. Like you ready your personality. You specialize in that. I specialize in hair, and I slight specialize in reality TV. So you know, it is what it is.
Well, you definitely do good in the TV aspect, and you could probably even branch off the radio or whatever because you definitely have the personality to do that. What's up with the Ratchet TV? Like, what's up with that?
What's up with what now?
The Ratchet. Remember you was doing, like, the celebrity, or not celebrity, like, the gossip for Shekinah, the celebrity, what was it, the Ratchet something, where you was giving advice for the hair or boyfriend's relationship.
Okay, that was...
Hello? I don't know if we got disconnected. Shekinah, you there? Okay, I think we got a little disconnected. So we're going to, I think she's still on the line. So Air Dot Radio, please be patient with me, y'all. Please be patient. I know we're having like a little technical difficulty here. And shout out to everybody that's tuning in. We're going to get back to her in a few and find out what's going on. You know, shit happens. She had a lot of callers on here tuning in to her. So shout out to her. Make sure y'all hit her up on Twitter and Instagram as well. I just tweeted her information, so make sure y'all show her some love on Twitter. All right? We got disconnected. Hopefully she'll call back and we'll get more into the interview. If y'all have any questions, make sure y'all hit me up on Twitter. I'll try to answer some of them if I can. And we're going to keep it moving from there. All right? Make sure y'all pressing 1 if y'all want to talk and all that good stuff. We're going from 10 to 1. And check out the website, airdotradio.net. Let me see if she's on here. I don't know if she just dropped off. Okay, there we go. Sorry about that. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Hey, I'm sorry about that. I don't know what happened to your phone. We just went out.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. I forgot what the hell I was asking. I was asking about the Ratchet TV that you was giving the advice for.
Oh, yeah. It's seasonal. I don't know if they're going to bring it back or what. You know, I don't know what happened. You know, I just work for the company. So I just know it's seasonal. When they call me out to do stuff, I just get up and go do what they need me to do.
Right. And you, whatever you do, you like money. I just see it all day long. You definitely about your business.
No. You go about it another way. You know, they say money is the root of all evil, right? So
true.
You ask God to bless you. And, you know, whenever you got a job or whatever you can do, we all can be lazy. You know what I'm saying? But it's a blessing when you can make moves in your life. A lot of people not making moves. So when they ask you to do something, you know, sometimes it be a little iffy, but, you know, you just do what you do. It's kind of playing teamwork make the dream work. That's what I feel like.
Right.
Money make it work, too, but, you know, teamwork. I'm blessed if I can pay my bills, you know, and my grandma is over there happy, and my mom is good. Even though my mom have a job, she works at General Motors. She's been a supervisor for a minute. But I'm just thankful, you know what I'm saying, to be able to see my family be okay. My friends around me, if they need help, they can always call on me. That is a blessing. That makes me smile. To be able to help somebody when you're walking down the street to get them something, that makes me smile. I don't, you know, you never know where you'll be. That's why I still do hair every day. You understand? So when the TV life is over with, guess what Shekinah can do? I can always fall back to my hair. You know, because that's my trade. That's my talent. I went to school and got a degree in it. And I'm thankful for that because that was a struggle. But I thank God I went back to school because you do need at the end of the day, you need your education. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I want everybody to know you need your education. We can't make it as African-American people out here with no education. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It stands me just to see how our people. I love white people. Don't get it twisted. I love Mexicans and I love all colors. I don't have no race problem. But what I cannot stand is how our people, we tear each other down, our women tear each other down. We never motivate each other to go to the top. And when we on our way coming to the top, it's always somebody who loves to knock you down. That irks me. Because God said you have to be happy for the next man. If you be happy for the next man, he continues to bless you. God is the only person who can judge our heart, believe it or not. So whenever somebody gets something around me, whenever somebody doing good, I'm happy for you. I'm happy for you because I want to continue to be happy for myself. Me sitting back being bitter about you, it's not going to help me.
Right. So
and
what does Shekinah do?
Like a lot of women
what does Shekinah do on... What does Shekinah do on,
time?
Like, a regular day?
I just have fun.
I like to laugh.
I like to be around my people. I go to work. I like to crack jokes. I mean, I'm just a regular person at the end of the day. You know, I like to go to the movies. I like to go ride race cars. I like horseback. I like to do all that I wouldn't like to do. That's what I like to do.
Right. So out of all
I'm like a tomboy.
Out of all the things that you and Tainy did on the show, like, you know, the activities and stuff, which one would you not do again? Because I know y'all do a lot of crazy stuff on the show, so which one would you not do again? You're like, absolutely no.
I don't know, because 9 times out of 10, I'm the one guy, I don't want to be telling, let's go do that. So I don't know.
There's a lot of stuff that y'all
life is adventure, man. You're supposed to go on it. You know what I'm ready to start doing now? Now I'm ready to start traveling the world. Like, I'm ready to start going to different countries. Like, I just want to go to see different stuff. I want to go see what this beautiful world we have, what it has to offer. I'm just ready to go travel and see this world in another life.
Do you still have your, your interns and everything? How's that working out?
I never had any interns, but I'm looking for some. I always had assistants, you know what I'm saying, that I paid. Mm-hmm. I never had an intern, but I want to look into some interns. Because the thing about assistants and people, sometimes they become comfortable, and I can make it comfortable for you. I make everybody comfortable, you know what I'm saying? But it comes a time when it's not about being comfortable, and you need somebody who wants it just as bad as you. You know, like my sister, she young. I love her to death. I would never cut her off to the point where she just ain't going to have no job with me because we have a bond now. You know what I'm saying? But I need somebody else that's stronger than this strong. Like at the end of the day, they know how to bargain. They know how to bargain shop. They know how to do this. They know how to look for that when I need it. They know how to do that. All the things that I'm doing because I have to do it. You know what I'm saying? I send out my own T-shirt. Me and my other friend, like we sit over here, we send out these T-shirts on my own. I have people over there to me pack, but I'm just telling you, I'm in here when this stuff is going on.
Wow. That's good that you hands-on. Yeah.
You got to be hands-on with your business because when you get too big to be hands-on with your business, you start losing, right?
Exactly. Yes. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
You're never too big to see about your business.
Right. I know a lot of people was asking, do you still got a man? Do you have a man yet? Because that's like the number one question everybody keep asking me.
Why?
Because you're not a bad looking girl. You do. And then, you know, they asking about the fatty, so, you know, they're interested in the booty.
No, I'm not gay. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gay. Cause I
not gay.
Hold on, listen. This is what I'm saying, but it's none of their business. Like, but I'm not gay. And I love gay people, but I'm just not gay. Like, I love my queens out here in the world. You don't even understand. I keep them around me, too.
Right.
But I'm not gay. You know what I'm saying? My little cousin, she's gay, and I love her with all my heart. You understand? She's a girl, but she want to be a boy. I ain't mad at her. Do what you got to do.
So where's the man at?
And that's what makes you happy.
Why? Why? Where's the man? Because they want you. I'm telling you. You know how guys are.
I'm not interested. The guys play too many games, man, and they have.
I know that's right.
I just kind of want to be focused on my career. I have a friend, Trudette, but it's not if we go farther than what we are, then guess what? Right now, he ain't nobody's business. Because it seems like as soon as you let a woman know this, the man you're dealing with, they want him. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm okay, and I'm content, and I ain't claiming nobody. Because at the end of the day, that's not what it is. I don't have no kids, you know? I don't have any kids. I'm not having none until I'm married. You know, that's what my grandma begged me. Not that I'm knocking mothers out here that have had kids like this, but my grandma begged me not to have her no bastard grandchildren. Which means, when I say bastard grandchildren, that means a child with no dad. So right. I've seen my friends go through it. I've seen people around me go through it with the baby daddy stuff. I'm not feeling it. I want a husband.
I know that's
and
right.
After I get a husband, I want to have this baby with my husband and make it out of love. I know it sounds crazy because our world is so fucked up. Excuse my language. Our world is so fucked up that they don't even understand those principles anymore.
Right. Exactly.
But I ain't got nothing to do with it. I'm waiting on God to send me the word for me.
So have you ever...
My man going to have to feel God. So for all y'all men out there wondering about me, my man going to have to feel God. Because when you feel God, you don't walk the same no more. When you
right.
feel God, you have a different walk. There's going to be certain things he'll do. You know, when you got God, there's certain things you won't do. And when you forget who God is, you'll go out here and let your let Peter think for you and settle in your mind think for you. So, you know, yeah. A man without a conscience, I don't want to be bothered with him. I want a man who got a
You be that serious. I definitely enjoy having you on. Do you want to let anybody know, like let everybody know what else you got coming up?
Me and Tiny have a spinoff show coming. I hope y'all stay tuned. It's a blessing, y'all. I'm very excited. Thank you to all the people. I'm going to cry, y'all fans.
We knew that was coming, though.
Thank you.
We knew that was coming.
Thank you to all the people out here that believed in me and, you know, like stayed down to no matter what, you know. Regardless of how ratchet people said I was and how ghetto I was, I think I'm just a real person. But I can't change nobody's opinion, what they think. You know what I'm saying? I'm just me. And I don't do stuff. I don't fight. You run up on me, I'm calling the police. So it's a big difference. You know what I'm saying? But I got to another level. You know, I pay taxes, and that's what they're here for, because I can't do that.
Right.
Thankful. And me and Tiny also have a shampoo line we're coming out with. It's things coming in the making. Our dryer should be out soon. Praise God, you know.
Yeah.
Drying, bitch, and girl, God is good. It passed all the patents, and it's coming soon. We're working on mold, so we're doing the molding right now. The molding to get it to y'all, and it's gonna be. I can't wait. That's another blessing. I'm doing the hair show in August. The Brunner Brothers hair show, y'all. It's like the biggest hair show in the world. The Brunner Brothers,
wow.
They're preachers. They're good people. They're good men of God. People come out.
I heard about that.
A lot of other people be there. Yeah, they got it going on, girl, and I'm gonna be there, and I'm gonna do an hour a day speaking on life.
Okay. So no rap career, because I know you got the track and you did that. That was just for fun,
oh,
right?
Oh, girl, me and that girl did that in the studio playing around. I never even thought I had it. I can even rap. I don't even have a beat. Like if you ever pay me attention, now I'm dancing and stuff. I dance like a white girl. So I never thought I would be able to ride the beat. But
I thought the song had the title, though.
It was cute. I thought
it was.
It could be an anthem for women. I think it could be cute.
Yeah. It definitely
yeah.
We might, I mean,
we might shoot a video for it.
I was like, whoa.
If we get enough hits on it, we're going to shoot a video for it.
I thought one of them had, I think two of them, I think.
K-Camp.
Yeah.
K-Camp did that, though, you know? He's very talented.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think you got potential. You could if you wanted.
Other talented. I love all them people. They're good. They got it going on.
You could. So who's your favorite rapper?
Yeah, if I had somebody write my... Future.
Oh.
Yeah.
Somebody asked me, too. Somebody asked me, could you do his hair? So I guess you're doing his hair or something like that, and he was asking me.
I've been
like,
doing,
you know.
But that's what people don't know. I've been doing Future hair longer than I've been doing Tiny hair. I knew Future from when Future, before Future was, like, wrestling. Like, that's how far we go back. We from the same neighborhood. Me, Future, and Scooter, we all from Kirkwood and Casino. Like, we all grew up in the same neighborhood. So at the end of the day, I seen his struggle. I seen what he went through to get here. So that's what makes him my all the hard work he put in, and I got to see this. That's what makes him, like, my favorite rapper around. How he put his stuff together and make songs and make you just want to move in nice ways. That's what makes, you know what I'm saying, me love his music. Like, I can listen to his music all day. But I like all
right.
rappers. I really like gossip music, though. Like, even ask anybody, Londa Adams, other people, them kind of music, I can tell you about them because I listen to 102.5, like, the gospel station all day. A lot.
Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody gotta have that in their life. So at the end of the day, it's definitely not wrong with that.
But I'm not perfect. And, I'm not perfect.
Right.
I'm not perfect, and I'm not saying I'm perfect. And I ain't trying
right.
to be perfect. I'm just trying to be all right enough for God.
Oh, that's right. Well, congratulations on you and everything that you got going on. And I wish
you
much
success.
Thank you.
Congratulations to you and what you got going on, too, man. Your radio station, it's a blessing. You know what I'm saying? I love it. keep doing what you're doing. And you keep God first, it's going to grow and it's going to grow and it's going to grow and you're going to be amazed.
Exactly.
You got to believe.
I'm going to let you introduce the track. I'm going to let you introduce the track.
Oh, yeah,
this is our first time hearing it right here on Air It Out. So, yes.
Me and Tiny, is nothing to cut it off.
All right, there it is. Thank you for calling up, babe.
Y'all be blessed.
Sorry, y'all women out there. You let these niggas make a fool out you. Man, stop, man. Get a new one, man.
Airitoutradio.net. Shout out to Shekana for coming through, throwing some love. I hope y'all enjoyed her track. You know what I mean? I like the join because that shit can really go down. It ain't nothing to cut your dick off. You know what I mean? At the end of the day. So shout out to Shekana and Tiny for putting that together. I hope they get enough hits so we can see the video for that because I'm interested in seeing what they're going to do in the video. And then, you know, maybe they can come up with a dance or something for it. I don't know. It'd be interesting. So make sure y'all hit her up on Twitter. I just tweeted her Twitter so y'all can always hit her up. And hit her up on her website, too. ShekanaJoe.com. And hit her up on Instagram as well. I'll tweet all that information as well. Shout out to all her followers, man. She had the lines going nutty over here. Like, it was a lot of heads on there. So shout out to Shekana. You know what I mean? she definitely has a fan base. I will say that. She had a lot of people tuning in. So shout out to her. All right. Tonight's topic, we're going to keep it moving. If everything, there was nothing else around. We was on some I Am Legend shit. All right. Where would you go? Some people say Africa. Somebody said, you know, in the woods, some damn where. You know, I said Disneyland, you know, because they got everything there. You know what I mean? They got the theme parks, food, all that crap. So, I mean, that's just me. But where would you go? So that's the topic for tonight. Y'all can always hit up 323-642-1470. Make sure y'all press 1, all that good stuff. I'm going to keep it moving. I'm going to go to 31. Oh, sorry. Hold on. 1910, Air It Out Radio.
What up, what up? It's your boy, Beyonce Diesel, Illadel Styles and all that. With that chick fire! What's good, boo?
Ain't nothing. How are you?
Working on my new cover right now for the new album I'm dropping. That I ain't supposed to be dropping, but I'm dropping it anyway.
Why? Why are you rushing it?
I'm not rushing it. It's just that I'm trying to prepare my mind for the movie. You know, we've been talking about that for weeks now, but I felt the need that I need to put this album out because I had a lot of DJs hit me up and said that I need to do a project because they're promoting it in other, you know, states and stuff like that. So I said I would put together 13 song albums, concentrating really on hip hop. You know what I mean? Just giving that different sound, you know what I mean, that a lot of DJs was expecting from me in the first place. They wanted me to stop doing the trap beats and start getting on some hip-hop joints because a lot of people
trap
in New York...
And what was you doing trap beats?
I did a couple of trap beats with my son and a couple of people on my team, and people would send me trap beats and I would rap over them. And they was like, it's cool, cute, but you need to stay on some hip-hop joints. They wanted me to do a project, so that's what I'm working on right now, a project.
Oh, okay.
So, anyway, I'm doing that. You know what I mean? The album's called Love and Hate. It's dropping July 4th. And then after that, no more dropping albums. I'm basically working on the movie for this year, you know, so... That's it with the music. Unless, I mean, the only album that's going to come from the music is basically a soundtrack, so. But that ain't all me. That's mostly people that send music in and, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, I'm working.
As long as you're productive, you know what I mean? That's the main
thing. I think it's a little bit more beyond productive right now. I'm saying, like, the team is winning, you know what I mean? I'm talking to my team individually and... We'll be together as a unit real soon to sit down and hash some things out, what I want to see done and different things like that as far as the music is concerned. And they know that I'm working on the movie, so everybody's just eyes open waiting to see the next visual, you know what I'm saying? So,
right. So are you giving out the parts yet so everybody can, like, try to get their hands on them?
No. Actually, in this... I'll give Air It Outers an opportunity to be a part of the casting because it's a private casting. It's not an open casting call. So I'll, by the next show, if not the next show, the following show, I will be able to tell you guys when you guys can come out and participate in the movie in a capacity that would be good for your exposure. So I'll let you know. I can't tell you. We got two more shows. Give us two more shows and we can go from there.
Well, I'm excited. I got a part, though, right? Like, you know.
Come on. That's what I'm working on right now.
I know you said I did, so.
But also, that's not sweet. The Change the Beat movie is definitely out right now. It's on indierain.com. You know what I'm saying? You can go in there, check out the trailer. You can go check out the movie. You can rent it for $1.99, or you can, you know what I mean, buy it and have it for your personal collection for $5.99. If you buy it off the street, it's going to cost you $10. So at the end of the day, if you can get it offline, get it offline. You know what I mean? Enjoy the movie. You know what I'm saying? It's on one of the top dog indie sites in the country right now. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, it's doing its thing. So don't be worrying about, my car is going to be safe or whatever. Your car is definitely safe with them. So at the end of the day, you know what I mean? We're making it pop. You know what I mean? So go check it out. Change the Beat. With that chick fire and a host of others, yeah, right there on indierain.com. That's indierain.com. And Yeah, type in change the beat in the search engine and it come right up, you know? So
yes.
It's a
and
good
if
look.
Y'all niggas don't have no car, like, or even if, you know, you scared to use your car, y'all can always go to the check cashing place or one of them CVS's or whatever, right, and just buy one of them joints. Like, that's a poor-ass excuse. So, and I'm just saying just in general for anything that you do online, like, you don't have to use your own bank card. Like, that's bullshit. So, get it together, y'all.
It's just funny that some people haven't stepped up, you know what I mean, as far as understanding how this thing works. Even if you're trying to sell your own music, you still need a card for PayPal, you know what I'm saying? So you might even go into an account.
They don't even have,
I mean,
PayPal. That's the crazy part. Like,
it's funny. I mean, like, people got to really step up if you talk. That's why I said I need to do a seminar on this business stuff. I mean, on this music stuff.
Oh, God.
I think
yeah, you say that all the time, but you know what? It's just, you know, they just don't do it for some reason. I don't know what it is. So
I don't know. I know, but you know what? If I did the seminar, maybe somebody might get a, you know what I'm saying, might get a, you know, a head compared to where they are right now. I'm thinking about
yeah.
it, though, Fire. I'm looking for, I'm going to have to start looking for a place to do that in.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I think.
And
that,
you can show them how
the
to
next.
Do, like, some people don't even know how to do Facebook, Twitter. Like, they have no idea how to do a lot of things. It's not even just PayPal. It's just like, come on. You know, they don't even know how to use a computer most of the time. So, you know, it's hard. People, I don't be understanding. But, oh, well,
I don't know.
That's
I might put that up on Twitter. That might be a good thing, man. It might just, I'll be able to enhance people's lives if they understood how this stuff works. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, it's something to think about. That might be
yeah.
my next venture.
That's
you know, that might be nice.
Yeah.
But,
so what's going on with you? Music-wise?
Music-wise, like I said, you know, new album's called Love and Hate. Definitely dropping July 4th. We're talking about real hip-hop. It's definitely on that level. You know what I'm saying? A lot of singles that's been being played across the country right now, like Pardon Me, that you're going to hear tonight. I got a new joint, new singles called Rampage. It's crazy. Rampage 2014, that's what I call it, because I really definitely went back and dug in the crates and revamped that whole situation and did a remix off of that thing. And that's from EPMD, for those who don't know, Rampage. A couple of joints, man. I got a couple of joints that's already out and getting love on a lot of mixtapes across the country, especially in New York. So, you know, the album's going to be crazy. I mean, I'm going to be talking about major issues in that genre, how people love to love you and hate to hate you, you know what I'm saying? So, I can't explain the album no more. Just make sure you check out for it, July 4th. It's a banger. It's definitely going to have a lot of good songs in there. And that's it musically. Like I said, the team, my man True coming out with his mixtape, him and Crate Nation, his own situation. I recently heard Reese Banger working with Highs and a couple of other people, you know what I'm saying, and trying to get his situation together. So, you know, plenty of projects coming, you know what I mean, from the Illadel Styles camp, you know what I'm saying. So it's a lot of stuff going on. You know, we trying to do some big moves. But if you ask me about being stranded on some I Legend type shit, I'm telling you
right
now. Yeah, like my legend. Yeah. All right, well, I'm already thinking we going that way anyway, so I done already started, you know what I'm saying, collecting items. So, you know what I mean, I got me a backpack, you know what I'm saying, I'm getting my medical supplies together so I can put them in a corner. Because you never know where you can have a blackout, man, and people coming
right.
out. I already got all my guns loaded, you know what I'm saying, I got a couple of those, you know what I'm saying, I don't want to talk about how many I got, you know what I'm saying, I want y'all to start counting. But I got enough. Trust me, I got a couple, several. I won't say a couple. I got several, so I'm good. And so I got that, and I got the ammo because you know ammo is high. So I done stacked up on the ammo. You think I'm joking? But I'm serious. It's a heart attack. I'm thinking like tomorrow. That might happen tomorrow. I'm ready. I got
right.
the zombie killer bullets on top of everything else.
Damn, zombie killer, like for real?
Yeah, they got zombie killer bullets. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They got the joints that. They hollow tips, but they special hollow tips. So I got them joints. You already know. And so I had them get me a vest, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you ain't the only one shooting me. Everybody else can be shooting too. Right. So I got the vest. So now, and I, like I said, I got the medical supplies. I got my swabs. I got, you know what I'm saying? And you know, I got toiletry. You know what I'm saying? This bag is crazy. Got everything in the bag ready to go. So we got the bag going. You know what I'm saying? And the only thing I'm searching online for right now is the gas mask. And once I get the gas mask, I'll be good. You know what I mean? And then I'll sit there in the corner all next to the bag.
Wait, what's the gas mask for?
Because you never know what type of radiation will be in the air.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're right. What was I thinking?
You doesn't. Yeah, you need a gas mask. If you're going to walk around like I Legend, you don't know what the hell's going on out there. You know, what you breathing.
Right.
You need a gas mask. So I'm researching that now on the best type to get. And, and definitely food. If I was going to go somewhere, first of all, the first thing I would do is once it happened or once I find out inkling or something like that is going to happen, I'm running to Walmart. Because Walmart got everything, you know what I'm saying? And I'm grabbing a big duffel bag, and I'm just going to start shoving shit in the bag, and I'm headed for the back exit. Out. Right. So
where?
You gotta worry about
where you're going to live? Is that your place?
No. I'm going to, everybody going to the islands and in the jungle and all that. I'm going to the highest mountain possible. And I'm going to tell you why I'm going to the highest mountain possible. Because I want to be able to see what's coming. If I'm on the mountain and I'm looking down, I can see you coming up. So it's cool. I want to be in a position where I can have eyes all around me. So I just want to see what's coming. So I'm definitely going to the highest mountain possible, and I'm, you know what I mean? I got my skills, you know, I went to school for all that little carpentry and all that. So I'm already mapping out how I'm
ready, huh?
I'm trying to tell you, the woods and the highest mountains as possible is the best place to be, so you can see what's going on. And if I got to live out there, then it's cool. I mean, I'm hoping that I can find a chick that's ready to ride. We're going to be good. I'm trying to tell you, we're going to be good. I'm going to eat. We're going to eat good. We're going to live good. You know what I'm saying? If I'm forced to stay here, that's the plan. That's the plan if I'm forced to stay here. Because everybody else going to be on the bottom fighting each other, killing each other. I'm trying to go up high so I can see you coming.
Right. Well, what if I'm at home, then you screwed.
No, screwed for what? I got food up there, everything. And if I ever got to go to the bottom, I'm already ready. I know what's going on down there.
Ain't going to be nowhere to run either because you all the way up at the top.
I ain't trying to run if you on the mountain. Where you running to? If you go to Africa, where you running to? The animals going to get you. If you're the only thing up in the mountains is the
Africa.
Fucking...
I'm just saying, they sit there.
Only thing on the mountaintop is the goats and the rams. And I'm a ram, so I can relate. I'm good. Right. You know what I'm saying? But if you go to anywhere else where it's jungle, you can't see, you got snakes and all kinds of bullshit out there that you got to fight.
Yeah,
I'm good. I'd rather go up in the mountains where all the germs is getting frozen anyway.
I'm trying to stay in civilization where I could, like, hop from car to car, get some gas. Like, I need to be around all of that. Like, you know, go to different stores, go to Acme, Pathmore, even though it's fucking closed or whatever, just take what I need and go back, like, on that iLegend shit. So, you know what I mean?
But it ain't going to be that sweet. Listen, it ain't going to be that sweet. All right, think about it. It's probably going to be more people like you trying to survive, okay? Mm-hmm. And you remember, it was another movie I saw that wasn't I, Legend. It was it was him and his little boy. Something, the lamb blew up or something. They had like a nuclear war or something. And it was only him and his little boy. And they had to travel to try to look, you know, find some other civilization that was going on. And it was people hiding in houses and stuff like that. And somebody shot him with an arrow from inside their house. Like, I'm saying, it's going to be people out there, scavengers, that's going to be trying to look for other humans to rape them and do whatever. You see what happened in what was that, Illinois, right? Well, that shit gonna be real. That's gonna be some real shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there ain't gonna be no way in the world that people ain't gonna trip out and bug the hell out. So you're gonna have people doing all kinds of crazy stuff. It ain't gonna be that sweet traveling from store to store. It ain't gonna be that sweet. Trust me. That's why I wanna be up high. I'm gonna go steal
right.
my shit.
And then you won't run out of supplies up high. So you gonna have
okay,
to come back
now
down.
Listen. So here's the purpose. If you run out of supplies when you up high, okay? First of all, you're supposed to be stacking this shit anyway, water and all that. But that's a whole
nother
thing. Yeah, you know what? You always gonna run out of something. Okay, we know that. But when the brood of the messed up stuff is going on, I'm not gonna be there. Mm-hmm. I'm already gonna be somewhere else. Okay, so after they done finished killing each other off, you know what I'm saying? It's only a few people left. I think I can survive the few people.
Oh, and then you're gonna come back.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But during,
during
the massive mayhem, right? Yeah, during the massive mayhem, let them do all that. You know what I'm saying? And get
right.
out the way. You know what I'm saying? That's just like now. I always try to stay out the way. Stay out the damn way. Everybody, if y'all want to kill y'allself, go ahead, do y'all thing. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm out the way with that. You know what I'm saying? We got a whole another mindset going on. You know what I'm saying? So
I'm not out there.
That's where my mind is. That's where my mind is. And I don't care if y'all believe we crazy or whatever. If you believe that we're the only people in this damn universe, in this big-ass universe we live in, then you got to be crazy. Ain't no way in the world he made one planet with just one species on it, and ain't nothing else out there. Get the hell out of here. Y'all better wake up. That's all I got to say about that situation. Now look, listen. This universe is too big. Ain't no way in the world. We might not have seen them yet. They might walk among us. You never know. But at the end of the day, I know we ain't the only ones that exist. I just know that for a fact. I believe it.
Right.
I believe it.
So would you? What
I ain't crazy. I'm good. I'm running my own company. I got a good job. I carry a bunch of guns. They wouldn't let you do that if you was nutty. But at the end of the day, it is what it is. Okay. On to the next subject.
Well, I know I'm going to let you get into your track and all that good stuff because I know, like, we spilling over and everything. You got anything else you want to promote besides the movie?
No, all I want to say is shout out to all the Ear It Outers. I still haven't got any collabs yet for some music. So, you know, if you guys is out there and y'all want to do some collabs for some music, hit me up. You know what I'm saying? If you got the track already, it'd be nice if you got the track already ready. It's kind of hard for me to do these beats and then try to hook it up because I got so much going on. So if you want to do a collab, you can definitely hit me up on Twitter or Facebook. You know what I'm saying? So we can go there with that. Also, change the beat once again, indierain.com. New movie coming out, Bully. You know what I mean? So we're doing a private cast of call. I'll let y'all know in two more shows. Yeah, you know what I mean, how you can come out and support and be a part of that situation, get your face in the movie and all that good stuff. And that's about. Oh, shout out my team. You know what I mean, shout out True, shout out Reese, shout out and Fleet DJs, the Bump Squad DJs, International DJ Cafe, the Nerve DJs. Shout out them. You know what I'm saying. Shout out my man Hey Yak. I haven't heard from him in a minute. You know what I mean, that's my homie. I heard him on the other day. Y'all, he had him in the car. I don't know if he was in a car or something. On the radio last week. Yeah, he was chilling. That's my man. I love him. You know what I mean? Good dude. Shout out E. Burners. I heard his new track tonight. I thought that joint was kind of fly. You know what I'm saying?
That's old.
I never heard it, so it's new to me. Shout out to him. You know what I mean? For doing that track. And my man,
shout out to everybody.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Spreading
love
out.
All across the board.
You
know,
you like breaking it down.
I'm trying not to miss people. You know what I mean? I don't want them to get on.
You
know what I mean?
You gonna miss people. It is what it is. You know,
yeah, that's true. Well, shout out to Ear It Outers. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to
there
y'all because y'all make this show. But shout out to you, Fire, because you always looking sexy.
I try.
That's a whole nother show.
Trying to compliment me, look.
That's a whole nother show, ain't it? You always looking sexy. All right, we can talk about another show. All right, but y'all about to get into the new track, you know what I'm saying? It's called Pardon Me. It's on 300 mixtapes with the Fleet DJs. So check it out, Pardon Me by your boy Dante Diesel on the #1 radio station, Ear It Out Radio, with that chick Fire. Let's go!
Oh,
pardon me.
Philadelphia style.
Pardon me.
Dante Diesel.
Pardon me.
Philly, what up?
Pardon me.
Yeah, New York, what up?
Pardon me.
East Coast.
Pardon me.
They say rap is for the young, but that's some dumb shit. It takes the old to teach the young how to run. And since I'm older, I guess I gotta change the script. I'm on my ladder, staying loaded with a full clip. I got mileage, so I guess it'll be a good year. I'm out of orbit, but I'm flowing in this atmosphere. Captain of the ship, they call it Illidale. 2 and 5 spinners dwell. This is for my people locked in a cell. A lot of pain in the streets nowadays, and the church can't fix what a mother can't raise. The old saying, I guess crime pays. But the devil is alive, but the people still amazed. See me in the hood, hustle hard, tryna get a dollar. Young bucks running wild cause they got no father. Who to blame for the social interruption?
Must be the politics filled with corruption.
Pardon me.
Pardon me.
For being a black man.
Pardon me.
I'm on my ill-ish.
Pardon me.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Kinda cold when you're 5 years old and you're walking down the street, no food, no clothes. My mom died from pneumonia in a cold house. My brother died in the streets trying to save a mouse. Everybody got their war story, but rappers nowadays, no brains, no glory. Rapping for attention, but most of y'all bore me. Yelling at your chick cause she likes me and adore me. Oxymoron, you say you read Quran, but you never on your dean kill your own for a dream. Now do I have your attention? Hating me, causing more dissension. Listen, I don't bow down, I'm a god. You rappers claiming God, but you just a facade. Teach your people how to walk with integrity. And maybe, little man, you might get respect from me. Pardon me.
Pardon me.
For being a black man.
Pardon me.
I'm on my ill-ish.
Pardon me.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, yo, what up? This your boy Dante Diesel, Illidale Styles in the building, and you're now tuned into the hottest radio internet station in the world, you know what I'm saying, with that chick fire, Ear It Out Radio. Let's go!
Yo, what's up? This is Taz, Street Team, BSB, always on fire. Listen to fire. Bye.
I love that when you be like, blah. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in. Shout out to Dante Diesel. Make sure y'all pay attention in the next couple shows. He is going to be announcing, you know, for y'all to be participants in his new movie that's coming up called Bully. He gave a lot of people opportunities before. So make sure y'all definitely pay attention. I'm going to retweet it in a few so y'all can hit him up in case y'all want to get the early start, you know, the early jump in, you know, and talk to him. Be like, yo, right, Dante, like, key apart. So maybe y'all can talk to him and persuade him. If y'all want to hit him up also about the collab that he's talking about as well, make sure y'all hit him up too and talk about that. And I don't know if he's still offering the situation, but before he was offering, if you did a collab with him, he'll shoot the video for free. So, you know, you snooze, you lose, okay? That's like a good deal. And he has the good-ass cameras and... He put a lot of money into his camera, so, you know, he's definitely going to give you your money's worth. Well, even though you ain't put no money up into it, but definitely hit him up on Twitter and Instagram and all that good stuff. I'm going to tweet it in a few, so I'll see. Oh, yeah. All right, so remember, tonight's topic is about if you were on some I Am Legend shit, you're like the only person in the whole world, you know what I mean? Where would you start off? Where would you pick up and start off? You know, we had some people say the island, some people say Africa. Dante Diesel said, oh, on the top of, high up somewhere, you know what I mean, in the mountains. So, what would you do? Y'all can always tweet if y'all want, you know what I mean? If y'all are too scared to come on the show, whatever the case is. So, I'm going to keep it moving, and I'd love to hear what y'all got to say. So, keep that in mind. I'm coming to... 4702, Air It Out Radio. 4702. That's you.
Yo.
Hello.
Yo. Yep. What's good?
What's going on? Let everybody know who you are.
It's Moody Beats, man. I'm part of the Architects, man. I got Tune With Me and J-Sign. Production
okay.
And Best Rappers Alive.
Oh, yeah, they're the best rappers alive?
The best rappers alive, yes.
Oh, okay.
We out here.
He said we out here. Where you from?
We're
going
to answer that question for you.
Wait,
from everywhere. I'm going to be real with you.
No, where's that 757 number at? Where's that at?
That's Virginia Beach, Norfolk, Portsmouth, B-Town all day, Norfolk, you know.
Okay. Okay, Virginia. All right, that's where all the cuties is at. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
Right. Okay, so I know you want to answer the topic. You've been getting at me, so where will you go?
Man, I've been watching Walking Dead since season one, dog. I'm ready for that.
You know what?
Now, man, give me a crossbow, man. All you need is a crossbow, a whole bunch of snacks, a Game Boy, and I'm good.
Right. Wait a minute, a Game Boy too?
Damn,
you
why you gotta be entertained
right?
out there, man? What you talking about?
You got to take time, right? Hey, think
for
about
sure.
that. You know what? Nobody ever thinks about the video games.
Ain't nobody thinks about the video games.
I know.
What in the world?
Hit up a
that
Walmart, you know what I mean? Or then with... Get all that, you
for
know,
sure.
Targets and shit. Yeah.
But look, I'm going to have my homeboy pick a freestyle for you. I could tell
okay.
you.
Okay.
And then can you go into the track?
Okay.
For sure, then. Bless it.
All right, so I'm going to kick something.
Bless it.
All right. I said the revolution won't be televised. Just play this on the stereo. Do me this favor, though. Don't ask me for no cameo. Just get me live and broadcast me worldwide. And know I laugh till I cry as I watch while you slave for the world die. As I would die for it, see it. Just make it clear. It's a war going on outside. It doesn't end. And I'm profiled because of my colored skin. Caught a charge because I couldn't catch a break. And what you thought, your bullshit prison system would set me straight? Or be so cynical? We ain't no criminals. This man sick of living by the minimal. So grams on my digital and dirty dollars in my duffel. Back on my hustle, ducking the law. Paranoid in a motherfucker. Well, my belt don't buckle. Part of my pants is just a part of my culture. I pick them up, but I don't give a fuck. It's part of my culture.
Okay.
Air It Out Radio.
That's Tune right there.
Okay.
Yeah. Definitely check him out. TNN. Check us out on SoundCloud, Moody Beats, Architects ENT, Architects 101, Stokes Beats, Cody Brown, Bang Beezy. We out here.
Jay Sun, we out here.
Okay. Is another one spitting or that was it?
Oh, you want another one?
No. It's two people on, right? I thought it was just...
Oh, no, that's three.
Okay. So the other one ain't spitting?
Oh, no, he producer. He background.
Oh, okay. He the hype man, right?
Nah, that's me for real. I be the hype man.
Oh,
I know what be talking.
Okay. Moody.
Yeah.
Is this Moody, right?
Moody. All day.
So listen, what's up with the beats, man? Why you ain't send me no beats? What the fuck?
I just heard about this from Jay Science. But he said the track that I produced featuring Tune. He's on the he got the verse on it.
Okay.
You should try it out. It's not like you gonna hear up here. We've been hearing.
I'm talking about me. You can send me some beats for the show if you want.
Oh, yeah.
A couple,
sure I can do that.
Like I'm doing now with this beat in the background.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I got beats for days.
There you go. You know what I mean? I could talk over them, give you some promo in the process. You know what I mean? So, anyway, we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to let you give them your Facebook, Twitter, and then I'm going to let you go ahead and introduce the track.
All right, Facebook, Moody Beats, and this is the track right here, Tune, a spot produced by Moody Beats, Architects ENT, let's go.
Dad, you ain't even giving your Facebook, Twitter, or nothing.
I don't got no Twitter. I don't do that.
What?
Exactly.
I done hurt you.
SoundCloud. We do SoundCloud. Go on to
okay,
SoundCloud, Architects.
Okay. All right, there it is. Air It Out Radio.
Thank you. told me life was a bitch. I told her life was a beach. If you sit right in the sand, you'll sink right in your seat. That made her smile and then the idea faded. It's gonna take a while to get your guards down, ain't it? She changed the subject, so I followed the signs. She pushed her problems aside, unaware that over time that's what bottles inside. And so she drinks too much, and she don't smoke and make her think too much. And she used to fly, but it's like her wings got cut. I tried to switch the vibe, let her stick alive. Took her for a ride. I ran slam to my man, shook his hands, told him deuce, had to leave. Me and Shorty on the move, ran back to the whip, now I'm back in route. We chop it up, drop off, boy I do, we keep in touch. I keep her mind up to bullshit. Cold as hell, but only kick it on some cool shit. Told me life was a bitch. I told her kick your game then and quit complaining and get your mind and your grind together. Shit. Treat her like you love her, fuck her like you just met her. Weather this storm whenever. I'm trying to get this cheddar, dollar dollar bill. Cash rules everything around me. But niggas spoiled, they ain't loyal. Only real niggas around me. You know about that drive down I-95. Take it back, the whole block live. 28 grams, 16 zippers. That cold cash, get my pockets in shivers. It's not another nigga colder. Chip on my shoulder, pocket paper like a folder. You roll with us or get rolled over. Psst, I ain't fucking with none of these bitches. Get these hoes a cold shoulder.
Your boy Haiti with That Chick Fire. Air it out radios every Monday. You've officially been smacked, Mr. Say go.
Air it out radio, it's That Chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website airitoutradio.net. Hit me up 323-642-1470. Make sure y'all pressing 1 if y'all want to talk. Okay, press 1. The lady will tell you you're in the host key. That's if you want to talk. You know what I mean? Because I know some of the newbies will be sitting on the line and be like, I was on hold the whole time and you didn't. Make sure you press 1 and she will tell you you're in the host key. And then that puts a little flag up for me to come to you. Because if you don't press 1, then I don't come to you at all. You'll just be sitting on the line listening like everybody else. Because you can also listen, you know, from your phone. So shout out to everybody that's tuning in so far. And we need everybody to hit up that YouTube for my girl Sakana, because I want to see that video. So we need everybody to go over there and just click on there so we can see what this video is going to be, you know, when she finishes it. So maybe we can get Dante Diesel to go shoot it. That'd be good. All right, so the Battle of the Bars, all right, June 28th from 3 to 8. That's at 940 Marshall Street in Philadelphia, PA. There's free parking and all that good stuff. Make sure y'all hit up Philly Music Man or Bones Beats. I'm going to tweet it again. Make sure y'all, you know, hit them up if y'all want to be involved in it for this one or maybe future stuff that's coming up. It's $15 to get in. And nothing but battles over there. Nothing but battles. Okay? And I know everybody's just hype about that stuff. And I was really excited to go to the other one. So shout out to everybody that, you know, came out to the last one that they had. Trinity Live presents Meek Mills again. All right, he'll be home July 19th at the Lyricore Center. It's going to be at like 8 o'clock. And I think the doors open at 7, but, you know, it starts at 8. So that means, you know, it starts at 9. You know how black people do. It's like $40 for the tickets. I think that's the cheap seats. So if y'all interested, or y'all can hit up Trinity Live to participate and to go to that also. They also have another event, and that is June 9th. That's this month, with Fat Joe in Camden. And I'll be at that one as well. Danny Garcia with his fine ass going to be there. So, you know, I'm definitely trying to get a picture with his ass. You know what I mean? Why not? So, that's not my first time. Actually, that's not my first time seeing him. It's crazy because you see everybody in Philly, but you kind of miss people. So, I almost got a chance to catch him at another event, and he couldn't get in. And actually, I couldn't get in either because I had forgot my ID, and I was like, I'm fire chain. He was like, no, we don't give a fuck. So, yeah, that shit didn't work. Usually it does. But I had to go all the way home, get it, and come back, and just to prove a point, like, nigga, I got it, because the bouncer was acting shitty. But, yeah, Danny couldn't get in, so hopefully he'll be able to get into this event with no problem, because he's hosting, so I finally get a chance to meet him. And, also, let me see what else is going on. August the 1st, Keisha Coles is going to be at the TLA. I was going to give those tickets out, but y'all niggas ain't tweeting shit, so I'm going to save my fucking tickets and upgrade my shit to VIP, and I'll holler back. You know what I mean? Y'all can catch me on Twitter and Instagram posting away. You know what I mean? Because y'all bullshitting. So I forgot who it was that came on earlier, and he said y'all was lazy. Like, artists are lazy. It's true. When you give away stuff like that, these tickets are like $40, $50 a pop. You know what I mean? Shout out to Jigga, who always, you know, laced me with a lot of tickets. So, you know, can't do stuff like that when people don't appreciate it. So, maybe next time. And the funny part about it is we was going to do the Jay-Z tickets as well, like right after that, just to see how everything goes. So, you know, I don't know. Right now I'm saying no, but who knows? I might change my mind because I'm so nice. But, you know, I'm a sucker. What can I say? All right, I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more, and I'm going to go to 3314, Air It Out Radio.
What's up, Mom? What's up?
What's up, what's up? Who's this?
What's up, what's up, what's up with the what's up? If I kill you, I'll be with the KKK, and you'll just be one less lonely nigga.
Oh,
one
Lord.
Less lonely nigga. Shout out to my nigga Justin Bieber, man.
Yeah, he's crazy for that.
hey,
I don't know
all.
What he was thinking when he did that.
Yo, I'm just surfing through my YouTube, y'all. Never mind me, man. I'm really laughing at that shit, but what's good, man? Ed Out Propane C3 Entertainment.
I know people were like, what in the hell is he talking about?
I'm pretty sure everybody know what we talking about. Cause
yeah, not at
on
first,
the
you know what I mean? It was like,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, you know, that's what I like, man, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Ed Out, Fire Chick, y'all know what time it is. Hey, yo, my joint dropped, y'all, that Jack Thriller 16 or better, so if y'all, please. Type in 16 or better EP 11, you know, episode 11 or whatever.
Where are we supposed to
type
it in at?
YouTube or Google it. You know, it's on This is 50 and all that. But
okay.
Just watch how your boy just hold down Philly for us, man. This shit is serious, man. Like, you know what I mean?
Okay. You know he's going to be on in August, right?
Yeah, hey, fire, man. Just because I'm on your heels, I seen that shit, and I seen Scribbles on the bus today. I said, oh shit. My
yeah,
nigga.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? That's what's up, man. I love it, man. You know what I'm saying? I love the movement, the continuation of the movement. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's all good. It feels yeah. good. But how you feel, Fire Chick, Fire Flame?
I'm good. Fire flame. I'm trying to stay busy.
What's the topic about?
The topic is if you was on some I Am Legend shit, like, you know, the world is just coming to an end and everything's just shut off. You know what I mean? Your house is
oh, I
up.
Am. Oh, the Will Smith movie.
Yeah, I Am Legend. Yeah, where would you go? Like,
oh, man. I don't know.
Some people said Africa, some people said an island, some people said the woods, some people said a mountain.
I mean, but it won't matter where you
world.
Go, because, like, what? It's just gonna be you on the earth. I really see I Am Legend. That shit was just
really.
No, I mean, what? It was animals in that joint too, right? Like, he had a dog or something sleeping in a tub.
No, it was people, but they turned into some shit. They turned into, you know, something. I don't know what the fuck they was. Creatures.
I don't know.
But they took, you know, vaccination, and then it went bad, which could happen. You know what I mean? So.
Hey, yo, I'm too high to be thinking this shit. I don't know what the hell I'd be doing, man. Like, yo, vaccination and, man, I remember that nigga sleeping in the tub and scared that his dog was going to get ate or something by some shit that he had to keep
But they were really humans. They were really humans, but they got affected by, you know, and in vaccination. I'm about to say it wrong. They got affected by that. So, which can really happen. You know how you go get your flu shot? And it was some new shit that they tried, and the shit just didn't work.
Oh, so that's what Dante did. Yeah. Talking about he going to be up at the mountain. And I'm just coming. I'm like, what the hell is the concept? I mean, the what's the name talking about? The topic and shit. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know, my niggas. Shit, I'll probably be right next. No, I'll probably be on Dante Diesel ass trying to get up his mountain and shit just so I can get high or something. Like, because if that's where it's safe at, then that's where I'm going to be at, nigga. Best believe that, nigga.
Okay.
And you're going to see me coming, nigga. But no. That Tay Rock and Charlie Clips battle drop tomorrow noon, man. I can't wait. And I seen that Rain Man and Ty Law. You know what I'm saying? I'm loving Philly. I heard Reed Dollars got that ass cooked by John. I can't wait to see that so I can see for myself if this true or not, man. You know what I'm saying? But you know, like, I'm really anxious though, man. You know what I mean? Like, I love this battle shit. I love to see it.
So are you going to New York to see the one out there? Or the next one that's coming up?
What, the Charlie Clips and T-Rock?
Well, is that the one in New York? No, I'm talking about the Queens of the Ring.
Oh, Queen of the Ring?
Yeah, with Babs having it.
Yeah, no, I'm down with Queen of the Ring, but I probably don't do that. I probably don't. I do want to start going up to them joints though, but yeah, I don't know. Like, I kind of want us niggas to stop battling these chicks and shit. That's it. Kind of feel funny and all that. Like, it's like it's really no winner and shit when we do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, let the ladies just tear the ladies' heads off and we tear each other heads off. Cause that shit right there, I'd be like, it's like you arguing. Like, I can't. You know what I mean? Like the nigga going to say some. Yeah, I'm saying, like, the nigga gonna say some fly shit to make you say, ooh, but when the chick come back with her slick mouth because she know how to be a female with it, it's like, oh, you know what I'm saying? And then it's like, you really, you feeling the same way, oh, the males won this, and the females won this. Like, it's really no winner with that one, man, but,
right.
I mean, whatever. Like I said,
they all say it's hip-hop, though.
Yeah, it's cool. I know I battled Miss J when I was like 16.
What?
And I'm just like, yeah, man.
We
used to do this
shit. What did you think? You won? Or she got
like I just said, like, you know what I'm saying? That was when she just first got signed to Missy. You know what I'm saying? But we used to be them bro. Now I need like hard. You know what I'm saying? Everybody know propane, no glade, nigga. Anyway, but no, yeah, I'm saying, but
I would love
to
see that footage.
What? Oh my gosh! I'm just saying, man.
I would love
to
see that.
That shit. It don't.
And let me tell
like,
you, Miss Jade ain't nothing to play with.
She ain't nothing to play with. Miss
Jade,
Nina Ross. Ooh, China White from Logan. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if y'all niggas remember China White from Logan, man. You know, I was about to call her government. Anyway, but yeah, you know what I'm saying? But that's what I mean. Like, we got some hot-ass chicks in Philly, man. You know what I'm saying? There's no joke. You know what I mean? But I don't know. Like I said, man, shout out to Rain Man for doing the thing with the Ty Law thing. You know what I'm saying? It's all hip hop. You know what I mean? Even if Reed Dollars took an L for the city.
What did you think, Juan?
I like the Rain Man. I mean, I only seen it once, but it was like the audio was, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't really get into it, so I got to get into it. I got to watch it like 3 times, which I am, so I can really see.
Damn,
but
it's
going to be more. Like, I watch battles over and over again. Like, I dissect these Jones. But, even with my Jack Thriller John, I'm reading some of the people comments or whatever they saying, like, still the audio messed up or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. But like I said, you hear my shit. Shout out to everybody else that's still holding Philly down, keeping it on fire, man. We still growing. We still supporting. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And that's it, man. Don't follow me on Instagram. Stay off my Facebook. And I don't know my Twitter.
Damn shame.
You know what I mean? And
you
we
ain't
gonna
never gonna have no fan base.
And if you fuck with me, fuck with me. ReverbNation.com Propane1. We gonna get into this pilot jaw. You know what I mean? Oh yeah, shout out to 50, man. I don't know what's with other niggas is hearing, but I love that 50 album. He should have named it Fuck Animal Ambition. He should have named it Still Rich or Die Trying, because that shit is like that old 50. And I don't know what niggas want to hear. Like, all I hear is that gutter shit that I like. Maybe niggas getting soft, but that 50 album is crazy. You know what I'm saying? The beats, them hooks. You know what I'm saying? If I don't feel I'm wrong, but like I said,
check it out.
Yo, that shit is like he put up damn near the whole joint. But that's what I ain't like. But I'm just like, you know what? Let me listen to this joint. Every joint, I'm like, damn, this shit gave me a Get Rich or Die Try feeling. I'm a Die Trying feeling, I mean, but, you know, I'm reading the comments, oh, this 50 hit is corny, da, 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 da. All right, man.
Hired by you, they ain't gonna never be happy.
You know what, I would call out that nigga who commented pro-lame on my 16 or better cipher, but I'm trying to turn a new leaf, boy,
yeah.
But if
be
I
nice.
Knew you was, dog, I don't play that shit. I do not play that shit. I am not no computer. I'm not no computer nigga, dog. So don't just be typing shit. Just the type shit. No, because I be reading the comments and all that, but I only got like one hater. I got one hater, and the nigga just typed pro-lame. I know his name, but he don't got no pic on his email. I mean, on his, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just like, hold on, cuz, for real? That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Niggas don't know. Like, this rap shit, it is, don't get it twisted, please, man. You know what I'm saying? I spit that shit. I know I do. So don't try to discredit my shit, because I will fuck you up for it.
Uh-oh.
You know what I'm saying? I die for my label. I got it tatted on my neck. I'm sorry. Fire, you know, I'm still growing in Christ. But listen, do not tip a nigga. Do not tip a nigga. And we going to get into this pilot. You know what I'm saying? We going to turn it up on him, man. Air it out. Blah!
I'm on my Philly fly. See, I'm ready to die. I don't need no co-pilot. No. Just pro-oh-oh. Sick of niggas' lies. Every time when they rhyme, they just need to retire. Let go, uh-oh.
Fuck mainstream, I spit balls.
These niggas ain't got
balls.
Fuck
let go. Nigga, fuck mainstream, I spit balls. Ball, kumbaya shit. Fuck mainstream, I spit balls.
Nigga, this hip hop, nigga.
Let go. Nigga, fuck mainstream, I spit balls. Y'all, fuck mainstream, I spit bars. Damn pain, you kinda cocky, nah, that's confidence. Shit ain't hard, 100 rappers, I kill them all. Morgue me, fill them all. Floor seats, this 60 bar, no crystals. Just 6 packs of this equal game. Kick it off, I'm pissed off at you whack rappers. You bad mouth, I back slacking. Bipolar, mad rapper, this Biggie track. Nah, 50 song, well I take that Diddy, dawg. Gotta put it on for my city, dawg. Yeah, my attitude can get shitty, y'all. Whoa, stop. Pause. Fuck you think you talking, I better do what you telling me. Please don't get it fucked up, cause you know I'm a celebrity. Ghetto role model for my hood, yeah they loving me. Underground nigga cooking up that Philly recipe.
I'm on my Philly fly, be ready to die. I don't need no co-piling, oh no. Just for oh, sick of niggas lying. Every time when they rhyme, they just need to retire.
drop.
Mainstream mustard ball.
Whole song, whatever,
mustard ball.
Mixtape
ball.
Lego.
Fuck mainstream mustard ball.
I do it all.
Hang. Hey, look. Mainstream is watered down, it's too much of Florida sound. ATL, Mexico, I should go cross the border now.
Amigo.
Cause I'm getting bored now, surrounding all you fucking clowns. Shark attack, heart attack, y'all fish food, take them down. I'm feasting on piranhas, got this looker like Rihanna with me. If she talk slick, I pull over Chris Brown. A bitch, you better watch your mouth, wipe your mouth from that saliva. Bust open your pussy lips, now she bleeding from her vagina. Fucking with propane on her, Oakland on her. Blue flame, Hussein, I bomb. If you with him, man, it'll swap. I'm not even in my prime, I'm just too ahead of my time. UPT, CC3, and I'm on my Philly fly. V, I'm ready to die. I don't need no cold tile, no, no. Just for uh-oh, just the niggas lying. Every time when they rhyme, and they just need to retire. Let go, uh-oh. Fuck mainstream, I spit ball, ball. Let go, fuck mainstream, I spit ball. Hey nigga, fuck mainstream, I spit ball, ball. Let go, fuck mainstream, I spit ball, ball.
Hey,
Pro,
pro,
nigga,
pro,
pro. You know what time
pro,
it is.
Pro,
pro, pro.
I'm liking that song more and more every week that I hear it. He got the little pro, pro. And our radio is that chick fire. We on to one, Nichols. Okay, shout out to my girl Sakana for coming through. And everybody that's been patient on the line, shout out to y'all for being super, super patient. July 7th, we got my girl Tweet coming up. And then the rest of the month of July is all Nichols. I know I hit y'all with a whole bunch of bras for this month of June, but next month is all niggas. So, shout out to Mino. I think we're doing JoJo Simpson. JoJo Simmons as well. I'm debating whether I should go up to New Jersey to do that live, though. Like, that's the thing. I kind of want to start getting into my live videos with, you know, everybody. So, I'm trying to, like, reconstruct that whole interview, so we'll see. I'll let y'all know as time goes on. That's why I haven't posted the exact date yet. But I got a few heads coming up, too. I got JJ Fad. I don't know if y'all remember them. We're JJ Fad, and we're here and around. But I like getting my old school and mixing it in there with, you know, my newer generation. So I know that's the females, but, you know, that's a little bit... another month or two down the road. So shout out to JJ Fat also. Alright, make sure y'all check out my tweets and everything, so that if y'all couldn't find anything or I said anything too fast, y'all can always go back and check it out as well. Alright, tonight's topic is, if you was on some I Am Legend shit, where would you go? Like, where would you be? Okay, where would you start all over at? You know what I mean? Everybody had some good ideas, but where would you go? All right, I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more. I'm going to go to 4009.
Yo, what up?
What up? Who's this?
Yo, what up? It's your boy, John Dominique, chilling, representing Cali all the way from L.A. all the way down to Florida as well. What up? What up? What up? What up?
L.A. Oh, I know it's nice out there right about now.
I wish I was there. I'm actually in St. Louis recording right now, so... But I'll be back home on Thursday. I'll be back home. I'll be back there on Thursday. So that's all good.
Where's the best place to party at in L.A.?
Where, in L.A. or where? St. Louis or where?
In L.A.
I mean, really anywhere. I mean, the spot we usually fall in is, like, Boulevard 3. Like, that's right on the Hollywood Boulevard. It's one of the dopest clubs. I mean, it's where they shoot, like, most of the movies when they shoot club scenes and shit like that. Like, it... That's where that club is, and it's always packed. Like, you gotta get on the list.
Is it expensive in there to get in? Like, what's the club average? Is it like $15 or is it like $30, $40 to get in?
Nah, you're looking at $20, $25.
Oh, that's it? Okay. Okay. I'm thinking Hollywood, like, LA. I'm thinking. Excessive.
I mean, that's not like a regular night. Well, see, okay, so it's like hella different though, because like to get in is bouncer's discretion. So like, for instance, like say me and one of my mans want to go clubbing. Unless you know somebody, like unless you like, you know, with a celebrity dude or whatever, you gotta like, if two guys is trying to go, you gotta have at least 4 or 5 chicks with you, or you are not getting in all night. Like you'll be next in line. And he'll just keep passing
that's
you over.
Whack.
And so,
I
like,
it would be like first come, first serve.
Nah,
so it really
nah,
is
nah.
How it is on TV, where they be like handpicking people to go in.
Yeah, it's not a joke
it's
at all.
Like
yeah, it's not a joke at all. Like there could be a line. There could be a line of like 100 people, and like say two girls walk by, and the bouncer thinks they look good. He'll be like, "Hey, who are you with?" She'll be like, "Oh, it's me, her, and then the dude right here." He'll be like, "All right, come on." Why everybody else is standing there? Unless you just like
that's
trying to break
crazy.
Like hella. Unless you're trying to break, like, hella bread. Like, I mean, sometimes, like, when we go, if we don't feel like waiting in line, or if, like, me and, like, two of my partners want to go, we'll just get bottles. But, I mean, if we're going to do that, you're at least spending, like, you coming out at least a grand that night. Like, at least.
Oh, so, hell no. A grand on some liquor? Hell no. Mm-mm.
Hey, but it gets you in. It gets you
in. Right? Shit. Not this bitch. That's crazy. Okay.
LA's
well,
a different place, man. LA's a different place. Like, people don't understand. It's crazy. Yeah.
I see. That's crazy. Okay, so what do you think about the topic? Where would you go if you was on some I Am Legend shit and you had nowhere else to go? Your house is fucked up. Where would you go?
Look,
to start all over?
Shout out to my man that was just on. Okay, because I've been watching The Walking Dead since season one. So I'm like him. Yeah, look. I'm not going nowhere. I'm just going to keep it moving. Like, I'm going to get me crossbow weapons, and we're just going to keep it moving. Like, I mean, there's no place that you could just go and post up, because eventually you're going to run out of food. You got other people that's trying to come get whatever you got. So you got to just stay, keep it moving.
All right.
So, I mean, that's what I would do. I mean, I would just keep it moving and just be a nomad,
so you're
I guess.
Sleeping in the bathtub and everything, like, you know.
Ah, man, you got to. You got to. Yeah, wherever you can lay down, you got to lay down. For a couple of hours, so you can't really sleep. You know what I mean? Like, he never really slept in that movie.
Yeah, he sure didn't.
I mean,
he
like
sure
hours.
Didn't. Okay, so what's going on with you music-wise?
Music-wise, it's crazy. We just released the first single off the EP, which is coming out later this year. I keep pushing it back because I'm waiting on features. So we released the single called Your Star. It's doing really well, too, like, surprisingly. I mean, it's more of like a summertime Cali joint. You know, it's not really like on some, like, super hip-hop. It's more like top 40 because that's more like what I do. But, I mean, it's still got a little bit of flavor to it. And so, I mean, it's been getting crazy response. So we got some shows coming up, and I'm just got some really big features coming through on this EP, so... Just trying to get them all in. Got my boy Kevin Cossum, one of my closest friends. A lot of y'all probably don't know him, but all of y'all know his music because he's written for everybody from Justin Bieber to Chris Brown, Trey Song, everybody. So he's actually like doing me a solid and gonna be on this EP. So that's super big on that one. And then we just got a couple other surprises. You know what I mean? So it's gonna be a good EP, man. I'm really excited for the music that I got coming through, and the response that people just been giving me. You know, because this is my first solo project. This is my first solo project because I was in groups overseas before, so now I'm back in the state, and here we go.
So how is it being overseas?
Yo, overseas is. I'm gonna tell any artist listening right now. If you don't hear nothing else the rest of this night or anything else I say, please hear this. Get overseas and get money. Like, you don't understand. Like, they pay. The fan support is, like, ridiculous. You know how, like, because over here, like, you know, people kind of finicky. Like, they'll like you, but then, like, for some reason they can't. Like, my man was saying, like, I listened to the 50 album and I thought it was crazy. And like you said, like, people was like, oh, that, you know, it's corny, blah, blah. I was like, come on, man, that album's crazy. Like, stop it. So... But over there, like, they don't care. Like, music is music. If you're good or, you know what I'm saying, like, they could tell, like, they'll support you.
They're not as judgmental.
Nah, and they love, and like, once they ride with you, they ride with you. I mean, you know, for like me, when I first went over there, when we first went over there at the group, like, nobody knew us. We were opening for people. We were opening. The label had us opening for people. And, like, literally within, like, the second or third show, like, we were literally booking side shows where we were pulling in, like, 800.
So how did somebody get over there? Like, what did they have to do? How did you get overseas? Is there somebody you got to connect with or anybody,
well,
like, any good promoters?
Well, like, this is, like, back a couple years ago, it was, like, it was hard. It was harder than it is now. Because now, I mean, you got YouTube, you got all that stuff. And so, like I have one, like, one of my other really good friends. He's he lives in France now, but he's from Orlando, Florida. But now he lives in France, and he's doing amazing. And really, he just got, like, put on from, he was doing, like, remixes, like everybody does on YouTube. And a promoter from France happened to see, like, you know, just saw his page and was like, yo, we want you to come over here and do some shows. He went over there, did, like, 2 months of shows. And his, like, he literally went from, like, a regular artist, you know, trying to, you know, maybe getting 100 views on YouTube to, like, getting $30,000 a show a night, you know, within a matter of, like, 4 months. You know what I mean? So.
Wow.
That's, I mean, it's just really, like,
so
I mean,
is
you
Tim,
know, just,
is Tim Westwood a good person? Because I see he doing a lot of.
Yeah, Tim Westwood does his thing. I mean, it, you know, definitely in hip hop, he's huge over there. I mean, for the UK, I mean, and that's my nickname, the UK's favorite golden boy, just because, like, I was over there and loved it, and I got a lot of love over there. But Tim Westwood does his thing. I mean, because I mean, he gets, you know, he has everybody on, so he's well respected out there. Shout out to Tim Westwood.
Yeah, Tim, I seen him a long time ago. He definitely does his thing. Okay. Well, I definitely appreciate you coming on. You got anything else you want to let them know about? You got any performances and any other things you want to let them know?
Just getting ready for the show. Just getting ready for the tours later this summer. The EP will be out probably, it's looking like end of August. That's what we're looking for. And then we're shooting videos to every single song that's on the EP. So that's going to be like 10 music videos. Because we want it to be not just like, you know, everybody drops a mixtape nowadays. So it's like, how can you make yours a little bit different? So we want it to be an experience. So we're going to make sure that's a visual mixtape as well as, like, you can download it and ride with it in your car. But we're also going to have it to where you can download all the videos as well and have those, you know, if you want to just check those and watch those as well. Feel free to hit me up on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. They're all the same. So it's just J Dominique Music. All my YouTube and Twitters and everything is the same name, so you know, branding. So yeah, it's J Dominique Music, and you can tweet me. I'm always down to work with people. So anybody wanna, you know, you got some projects or something they want, you know, a different kind of feel on, feel free to hit me up. I'm always down to work. I'm in the studio right now, actually working. So you know, we never sleep. I'm like Ryan Leslie type, never sleep. Like, seriously. Three, four days, staying up, just working.
Oh, wow. How y'all doing? I gotta sleep.
Gotta get
or
this money.
Or a cat nap or something.
Gotta get this money. I got expensive taste and a lot of bills, so I gotta get this money.
I'm what I'm saying. Well, hey, I ain't mad at that. You know, you gotta do what you gotta do. Ain't nothing wrong with getting that money. Okay, so I'm gonna let you go ahead and introduce your track.
Yo, what up? It's your boy, John Dominique. This is the first track off the EP, Formal Introduction, called Your Star. Check it out. You riding with girl Fire. Blah. Let go.
Hold up. Baby girl, yeah, you could be the one, cause your body's so cold that it's freezing out the sun. You a 10 out of 10, that's the type I like. So we can get it poppin' anyway that you like. With your soft lips, where your jeans fit. Oh, you fancy, huh? Yeah, I like that. Hit it in the morning, baby girl, throw it right back. Wait at your smile, I can tell that you like that. I ain't lying, I'm for real though. You the type of chick a real hood brother kill for. Face like that, girl, you should be on billboards. Man, are you playing? Yeah, I'm standing right here though.
just tell me what you like. Pick a place, love, we could be there by the night. Breakfast in bed, you ain't even tired. Cool you down with kisses, your body's on fire.
Anything you like, yeah.
Tell that you're thinking that I gotta be for real, cause you laughing and winking. And baby, I ain't lying, I'm just spitting how I'm feeling and hoping that you're with it. So come on, just a minute, girl.
It was where it was a comment.
Excited, y'all know what time it is. Yeah, shout out to Diddy. You know, he be in the background, be like, it's fine, motherfucker. Diddy is crazy. But anyway, shout out to everybody that came through toward the end of the show. This is the spotlight, you know what I mean, where I give one artist a chance to just go in all about them for that moment. Alright, this is kind of new to Air It Out Radio, so anybody interested for next week, definitely hit me up on Facebook or Twitter and just say, listen, I want that little spotlight right there, Air It Out, on Air It Out, alright, and we can work it out for next week. Alright, so, but for this week right here, we got my man Reese Raw Banger. What up, what up?
What up, dog? What up? Y'all already know Reese Banger is now in your area. You officially been smacked. What's up, fire?
What up? So last week we, you know, it didn't go down. It's cool. But we here now.
Everything happened for a reason, man. We here, everybody, right, man. Illadel Styles, we in the building.
There you go. Illadel Styles. Okay. So what else is going on with you before, you know, I let you go ahead and get into your,
okay,
you know,
yeah,
flow.
Before you take me off that leash, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, you know, we still working, man. We still grinding. We still relevant, man. We just pretty much, man, just branching out, man. We all under the same umbrella, man. We all working towards the same goal, man. Illadel Styles, you already know. Dante Diesel, CEO. You know what I mean? Hats off to him. And everybody in their own corners, man, working their own projects, man. I got something coming up the pipeline. I had to push it back a little bit, because I wanted to get all the features that I requested on there. So I'm shooting for August 28th. It's titled Success Over Sleep, you know, because we don't never sleep, man. We stay grinding, stay busy. So it's only right.
Okay. And
that's
I did see,
on,
you know, you I think you had made an Instagram tweet where you and Machete. So, you know, I was like, okay. Yeah. So he's definitely uniting with everybody. I mean, not saying y'all split up before, but, you know, you definitely, you know, joining forces with everybody.
Right. Well, I said, you know, I sat through a lot of training with big homie, man, Dante Diesel, man. It made a lot of sense, man. The more people you got involved in your situation, man, the more support you're going to get, man. And I got to, you know, link up with my day one homies that you know, already got a chapter in my career thus far. So we still working, man.
Right. Okay. All right. So you got any performances, anything else coming up?
I'm still looking for performances. I got something coming up next weekend. It's a private party. But, you know, I'm still active, man. I'm still for hire. Hit me up, man. At Reese Ball Banger. At Reese Banger. Yeah, I mean, get with me. I'm available. I'm professional. You know what I mean? I show up on time and ready to work. You feel me?
Okay. All right. So I guess without further ado, we're going to get into this whole freestyle thing. And, I'm going to change the beat up. You know the routine. We talked about it. So I'm going to let
let's
you.
It,
he's out. He said, let's do it. Let's see. What I'm going to drop on him. What I'm going to drop on him. Let me see. We got to switch it up a little bit here. We got to switch it up. All right. We're going to go with this one right here. All right. What you got? Beast Ball Bangers. Air it out, radio.
Getting to this paper, pissing off my haters. Tag his ass for my half blocking. I don't need no laser. I'm a veteran, gotta let him in. Rep IDF, gotta let him in. I'm a wild boy, strapped down, not wild out. I'm back down like, what up? What the fuck you niggas gonna do? Gotta go and squad that ride out. What the fuck you niggas gonna do? Getting my body's hip hop, busting out that ziplock. Got a nine up in that crack pot out. Whip to my wrist lock like OG. Do me, man, nigga gon' stop that. Big face, Rolex, some little niggas can't cop that. It's damn all in my cup, loud pack all in my dust. Death strip my street team, we bout to fuck that city up like, what up?
Air it out, like, radio.
Oh, let's see what we got. Let's see what we got. Air it out radio. Let's see. Let's see.
Air it out exclusive. Reese Banger.
Let me see.
Okay.
See if you can work with that. Let's see if you can work with that.
Know a lot of niggas that got work, strapped down that die for it. Coming up short in that flip money, that gunplay, got time for it. Tryna flip this work, take paid dollar in my pocket. My videos like money made, when it come around, y'all watch it. I picked you my swag, I ain't giving out nothing. All about that flip, turn that cupcake to a muffin. Work, work, I ain't getting no sleep, I got that work, work. Murder all them beats, my flip money on AG. All good for my dope dealer. Slow neck in that front seat, getting messed my shit, dope killer. I ain't playing no games, really moving them things. My flip money put an
air it out radio.
Reese Banger.
Let's see what we got here. Air it out radio, Reese Ball Banger. Hold on.
Yeah,
we got another one right here. We got a few more, because I got to spice it up for him. I got to spice it up. Where is that beat that I just had? All right, let's go with this one, Ryan. Let's see what this... Let's see if you can work with this one.
Yeah. Sure. Like I said, man, I go by the name of Reese Banger. Illidale style, tight circle was now in your area. Let me talk to him for a second, fly. Sitting back thinking, probably never make it. I ain't got shit, but I never let him take it. Straight authentic, and I ain't never fake it. A beat I get, you want it before I bake it. Anything I spit, no lie, really live it. I can talk about the money, little bit, cause I get it. Talk about the Glock, how they spray, really pop those. Can't talk about the bodies, I ain't got those. Niggas running their mouth, the only way the cop knows. Got shit hot on the block, is when the shot blows. Sitting back, thinking why these niggas saying they want me to fall off. But I'ma keep on waiting, got my seat back leaning. Floating through the jungle, focus on that paper. Got my pitching tunnel. Straight raw shit, give them dope, and cop those. Keep live, work on the low, under the cop nose. Won't freeze like a polar bear. AR break down like a folding chair.
Air it out, radio.
Woo! Be changing changing that beat up on you. One more. This is for the road. This is for the road. Let's see what we got. What we got here? Let's see. I was looking for this meat joint. I was looking for this meat joint for you, for the house party joint. But I'm trying to see where it's at here on radio. Where we at? Where we at? Okay. All right. Fuck it. We just want to throw in this one and see what happens. Let's see what Reese Raw Bangers can do with this one. Air It Out Radio. Don't go nowhere. We still working. We still working. Let me see. There you go. Boom. This is not house party, but this is the other one. Welcome to the house party.
Oh.
I don't know why I paused. That beat is like a little crazy. Yeah, it got that little space in there.
Okay, okay. Uh-huh. And I'm all about that profit. Got my 40 worth in my pocket. 40 cal when I pop it. Got my 40 size for the topic. And I'm on go. You ain't even know. A1 game at all of my shows. And we can't stick 4 or 5 whips. And they got the bitches all on my dick. Got shit that poppin' that Crisco. Got ass around, just bitch no. Handing out that what works. She love dick and she an info. And I'm all about that profit. Got a bankroll in my pocket. $100,000 deposit. You dead pop, you ain't got it. Illa down my team. Get it poppin' like it's a go-go. Ain't no I in team, but it's an eye up in that logo. I Instagram my life. Yo, baby, mine just like every picture posted on my wall. She try to like it twice. Okay, now Illa down my team. And all we do is work. It's tight circle to the death of me, but that circle gon' work. And Dante got the Diva beats. Them Diva beats gon' work. It's IDS to the death of me. My
Air It Out Radio. Sheesh. Wow. Is that harder than it seems, though? Because I know it's harder than it seems because you have the different beats and then we got the little pause in there. But is it harder than that? Like, because I know it's difficult because you never know what beat you're going to get.
Honestly, man, I can't speak for everybody else, but fire, I love it, man. I love when the pressure's on. I love when the lights is on. So when them beats is rolling, I don't know. I just become this whole different person. You know what I mean? So it's easy for me.
Right. Did
it's
you
like
see my clip I sent? Did you see that clip
I put up
on YouTube? That is so classic.
So good, John. That's when we first really first met, man.
Yeah. We sure did.
Roof, man. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And shit, now we here, man, a couple years later. Shit, we done did a movie together and all that, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Shout out to Dante Diesel. What's up?
Dante Diesel. Shout out to him. Exactly. Yeah, you know earlier, talking about the movie and everything. So,
already,
I know we're going to jump into your track because I definitely want to get that in there as well. You got anything else you want to let them know about?
Just let them know, man. Like, y'all could definitely get at me, man. I'm willing to work with everybody, man. Like, I'm approachable. You know what I mean? You can find me on Instagram at Reese Raw Banger. You know, Illadel Styles, the label, www.illadelstyles.com. You already know I'm an Air It Out Radio representative. You know what I mean? And without further ado, we're going to get into the first single of Success Over Sleep, man. Like I said, get at me. We working. It's featuring Miss Benzie, man. She murdered this young. It's called What I Want to Do. You feel me? Get with me.
I don't need no coke, nigga.
I do what I wanna do.
So fuck your rules, nigga.
I do what I wanna do.
I'm making moves, nigga.
I do what I wanna do.
Yeah.
Do what I wanna do.
Yeah.
Do what I wanna do.
I don't need no coke, nigga.
Do what I wanna do. Do what I wanna do. Do what I wanna do. You hear the hook, nigga? I do what I wanna do. Who the fuck I am?
show name. Another bitch real up when I out. I bet I kill her. Who's not even about that life. So how the fuck can you feel them? Y'all some fake ass pussy ass niggas. That's why. And I do what I wanna do, nigga. No why.
Me no coke, nigga. You know about it. Fuck your rules, nigga. I be on my own shit. Copycat and that swag, nigga. You be on that clone shit. I'm on my own deck. Real nigga, all certified. Killing shit when it's on sight. No doubt, I'ma let that murder fly. Put the rap game up in a frenzy. Roll out too deep, man, busy. With the feedback, keep that. Roll up, give a nigga word, you can keep that. How you feel, nigga? Dig a ride for them deals, nigga. All my life in a real nigga. Just mask up and gon' kill nigga. Put a dope game up in a frenzy. Still got old heads, get busy. Tell them niggas get with me. Putting over my city.
I don't need no coke, nigga. I do what I wanna do. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio, it's that chick fire. Thank everybody for coming through, you know what I mean, showing some love. Shout out to my girl Shekana for coming through as well. Make sure y'all follow her on Instagram and Twitter. We need to get her rates up for that YouTube, you know what I mean. So go over there, click on, what's the track called with J Camp, K Camp, you know what I mean, the remix to that. So get that up and running so you can do the video for that. Shout out to everybody that came through. Has Dollar, Adjust, Moody Beats, let me see, Tone, Dante Diesel, Jean Dominique, I think I said it right. She's gonna cuss me out if I didn't. Beats Raw Banger, shout out to him and dealing with me trying to flip these beats and get a good beat for him. Like I said, make sure y'all check out my Facebook, Twitter, and all that good stuff. If y'all see something y'all like, y'all need more info on it, definitely hit me up and ask me, or I'll redirect you to somebody else. All right? I think that's about it. Guess I'll catch y'all next Monday, 10 to 1, right here, same place, same station, all that good stuff. Oh, yeah, also, too, 91.7. Yes, almost so. I think I'm going to go back on in September. So, I'll keep y'all posted, alright? But stay tuned. Air It Out Radio, right here. Mondays 10 to 1. You've officially been smacked, nigga.